breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The focus was on affordability at a huge Trump rally last night in Pennsylvania's Poconos. The president's skewer, Democrats are blaming him for skyrocketing prices.
The Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
The president says he inherited the highest inflation in history from the Biden administration, but that's now a thing of the past. Gas prices have tumbled. AAA says they're down an average 6 cents a gallon from a year ago. Later today, the Federal Reserve will announce its latest action on interest rates. 48-year-old Indiana man faces murder and assault charges for yesterday's shooting on the Kentucky State University campus in Frankfurt. Australia's first in the world ban on social media for the under 16 crowd is now in full force. The BBC's Katie Watson in Sydney says teens have been locked out of their accounts.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called this a profound reform that will reverberate around the world. It's one of the biggest social and cultural changes that our nation has faced, he said. Kids can have their childhood and parents a greater peace of mind. But day one of the ban, and it's clear thousands of Australian youngsters are finding ways around the restrictions to access their favorite social media platforms. The government has admitted it won't be a flawless process, but the fact that it's happening at all, ministers say, is a win. The hope is that by Christmas, the government will have a better idea about whether the restrictions are working and what repercussions there'll be for companies that fail to follow the rules.
The social media ban is being challenged in court. Portland and Seattle, among cities in the Pacific Northwest that are under water this morning, widespread flooding, the result of an atmospheric river. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 49 points, NASDAQ futures off 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a delay already on the Capitol Beltway if you're heading to the outer loop in Montgomery County. About 20 minutes ago, there was a minor wreck in the left-hand lane outer loop at Route 29 that has since been cleared, and they've reopened that left-hand lane. However, the backup, though, is back between New Hampshire Avenue and the ramp at I-95. We'll see if it improves, but already the heavy traffic heading around to the Mormon Temple, but at least the lanes are open once again. Good start. Busy already with the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels. The west side outer loop has a buildup already. A few brake lights in the area between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few showers and highs in the not as cold mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly as lows drop back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 31 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore has signed an executive order calling for a special session of the Maryland General Assembly. The special session will be called to order next Tuesday, December 16th, to elect a new House Speaker to replace Adrian Jones, who is stepping down from the leadership role. The governor says the General Assembly may also consider other business. business to be resolved before the start of the legislative session. The 2026 General Assembly will convene on Wednesday, January 14th. Attorney General Brown says no charges will be filed in a police-involved shooting that claimed the life of a man in Dundalk. Baltimore County Police Officer Michael Brady shot 43-year-old Glenn Petty Jr. on May 18th in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road. It happened after officers responded to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. And Officer Brady shot Petty during an exchange of gunfire. Petty was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 156. The pick 4, 6277. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. With Pittsburgh in the rearview mirror, the Ravens set their sights on another AFC North competitor. It'll be the Bengals this week in icy Cincinnati. The high temp in the Queen City expected to be 21 on Sunday. But even more worrisome is Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, who has torched the Ravens of late. Here's safety Kyle Hamilton on Burrow after the game on Thanksgiving night.
He made some great throws. You know, that's who he is, and that's why, you know, he's regarded as one of the best in our league. And
a Super Bowl quarterback is Joe Burrow. 11 touchdown passes, just one interception in the last three games against Baltimore. Baseball news, some shoes now starting to drop in the free agent market. Slugger Kyle Schwarber stays with the Fightin' Phils, 5 years, $150 million. And the Dodgers nabbed the best closer on the market. Former Mets reliever Edwin Diaz signs with the Champs, 3 years for $69 million. Elsewhere, the White Sox have won the draft lottery. They'll pick first in June. O's will pick seventh, and shortstop Gunnar Henderson has committed to play for the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic in the spring. Coming up in 30 minutes, the microscope now firmly on Mike Elias. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, December the 10th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Ivan Bates has launched a new program, Leave No Victims or Witnesses Behind. Is that a shot at Governor Moore?
Also, the president had his affordability rally in Pocono, Pennsylvania. We've got highlights of that coming up a little bit later on here in this hour. But our top story here today, Governor Tex Moore has signed an executive order calling for a special session. And when I saw the headline at first, I thought, well, okay, he's really serious about the redistricting thing. But no, that's not the reason. We're being told the reason is to elect a new Democrat speaker, which, if you believe everything that we've read and heard, even Republicans admit it's going to be Delegate Joseline Pena-Melnick. So why are we spending tax dollars for a special session when it's something you could take care of before the, you know, the next session starts January 14th? Should then not be the first order of business on when the new General Assembly convenes is for the Democrats to elect their speaker? Why then are we having a special session? Now, there are some who believe that whenever the special session is agreed to, that means that the legislature has to look at previous bills that were, again, vetoed and whether or not they can be overridden. So, again, that's something that they need to look at there. And one of those bills, by the way, happens to be the reparations bill from earlier. Remember, Governor Moore vetoed that bill, and the legislature did not override it. So they may override it this time. So that's a possibility. Or it could be this is a backdoor redistricting effort, which many people believe. So whatever it is. Here's what we know. Democrats are up to no good again here in the state of Maryland. That is a foregone conclusion. And after imposing the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland on us, the taxpayers, they're going to waste taxpayer dollars on a speaker election, which is pretty much a foregone conclusion. Everyone, Democrats, Republicans, all agree. We've heard from some of the Democrat other candidates, Wilson and Barnes and Janelle Welkins, I think, was mentioned. She is the legislative blocker. They all agree that Joseline Pena-Melnick is going to be the next speaker. So you don't think it would take that long, wouldn't it? They just gavel in the session. Let's have a vote. Boom. It should be over at that point. But no, we're going to go through the motions. We're going to waste taxpayer dollars so the Democrats can put on a dog and pony bread and circuses show for the rest of the state. So, interesting there. The governor said in his executive order that the General Assembly may also consider other business to be resolved prior to the beginning of the 26th legislative session. And, of course, that is something that, as we've said, and now, of course, I saw something other. A spokesperson said yesterday that they would not relook at redistricting. So, again, let's all take it with a grain of salt. According to the House Republicans, they said when looking at the governor's press release, he did mention that other business could be taken up. I would imagine he's referring to the several vetoes that he did in the previous legislative session this year. But another area of concern, particularly for GOP members, is redistricting. That, according to House Minority Whip Jesse Pippy, who told the Sun paper that Tuesday, adding, this is very short notice, okay? The Senate is constitutionally required to consider veto overrides in the special session next week. And so that is something that the governor knows, the governor was advised on legally. So we'll get into the list of the veto overrides that they're going to consider next week on December 16th during this Senate Democrat caucus meeting. And then we'll find out more about the special session in just a moment. At 6:13, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Just found out through the grapevine, known as the Gish Man, that the work did not happen yesterday on 795.
I didn't see it.
No, and it's not going to happen now till the weekend. So you can put that on the back shelf for the time being. 795 after Owings Mills Boulevard doing some concrete work, but now they won't do it till the weekend. They'll tell me, I'll tell you, but right now the lanes are clear. There's some brief delays beginning to form now at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 already got some brake lights around O'Donnell Street. 95 is still basically okay from O'Donnell Street going into the tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, very quiet early. We'll see if that backup is there again today. But the water main break that was there yesterday on Falls Road near Ruxton Road was repaired, and both the lanes are open again on Falls Road. Nothing really major yet on the Beltway, but we're filling in very quickly on the west side from Liberty Road headed down the hill eventually towards Frederick Road. and then the lanes are open as you get all the way down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and breezy today with a possible scattered shower and much warmer, mid-40s. Tonight back into the low 30s, tomorrow sunny, blustery, here we go again, highs in the upper 30s and maybe some snow by Friday evening. So just a brief respite of the warm air. We got mostly cloudy, 34 right now in Annapolis. It is 32 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. And Australia's unprecedented social media ban for kids under 16 years old now in effect. So if you're a 15-year-old in Australia, TikTok refers to watching the clock because you won't be engaged in any social media, apparently. Other countries are saying they're considering this because it's there's some kind of effect, like a dopamine effect on the scrolling and reels and TikTok that it is proving to be addictive for some. So we shall wait and see. ABC Disney has given a one-year contract extension to Jimmy Kimmel to continue hosting Kimmel Live into 2027. That's good news for the Trump administration. They have an additional year to figure out how to put him in the slammer where he belongs. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and scientists at the HHS are claiming that saturated fat is actually good for you. Yeah. They said, look at Whoopi Goldberg. Did you see them doing pull-ups at the airport yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. RFK Jr. And the Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. And Sean Duffy's daughter, Paloma. Kennedy did the most. Then Paloma did one more than Sean Duffy did. So that's a little embarrassing for all to say, but Paloma's in great shape, obviously. Police departments across the country using AI-generated images of suspects instead of police sketch artists. Hmm. Yeah, you ever notice how those sketch artists never look anything like the actual? I mean, every once in a while you get one that's an exact match.
There's a couple that are good.
But most of them have no relation. Don't even look like them.
No.
A judge has ruled the Department of Justice can release the Ghislaine Maxwell files to the public. In other news, the Ghislaine Maxwell files will never be released by the Department of Justice. Hey, did you see this? 44-year-old Philip Rivers may come out of retirement to play quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
I saw that.
Yeah. Why Philip Rivers? Did Peyton Manning turn him down? I mean, I would think that would be... He's a little bit younger than Philip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, still, well, still probably can...
Bucks got Jason Pierre-Paul back onto the roster yesterday.
Boy, the Bucks blew it last week, didn't they?
No, jeez.
I mean, that's just... you lost to the lowly Saints. Wow.
It's just amazing.
Yeah,
you go back and forth between the Ravens and the Bucks, and like I said, if the TV, I think I need to just buy a TV that's cheap and really have it so I can just throw it out on a golf course at the end of the day.
Well, it's at least those games were competitive. Those of us that watch the Redskins, oh my God, it's thank God they were eliminated from the playoffs. It's been a lost season. Time for another Hallmark movie coming up on a Hallmark channel near you.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas on the Court. He's a handsome former NBA player who lost his job because of too many missed dunks. She's a beautiful and fit pickleball player who has trouble with her dinks. Will she stop dunking her dinks? Is his dunk sunk? And will they both notice each other's perfectly in shape ba-dunk-a-dunk? Do you have more holes in your head than a pickleball? Of course they will. It's Christmas on the Court. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Looking forward to that one.
Oh,
I don't know if LeBron's going to be in there or not. All right, Christmas songs from hell. I'm going to play three selections for you. Vote on which one is the worst Christmas song of all time. Number one, this is William Shatner and Jingle Bells.
Now the ground is white. Go in while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail bay, 240 at the speed. Hit him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead.
Wow, that's William Shatner featuring Harry Rollins, Christmas Jingle Bells. Next up is Tiny Tim, White Christmas.
On a white Christmas.
Isn't that vibrato?
With every Christmas card I write.
And finally, you might remember him from American Idol, William Hung, singing Little Drummer Boy.
They told me, a newborn king to see,
what's your vote? Is it William Shatner, Jingle Bells, Tiny Tim, White Christmas, or William Hung, Little Drummer Boy, Maggie?
William Shatner.
Oh, William Shatner gets a vote there. Okay. Chuck, who are you voting for?
I think it's William Hung and the Crypt Kicker 5.
Yeah, all right. Kristen?
Yeah, and to be fair, I never like the Drummer Boy song, no matter who does it, but it's annoying.
The William Hung?
So I'm going to have to
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with William Hung as well. So I'm surprised you didn't go with William Hung, Maggie.
He's got a little promise. I don't know.
Can I just,
a little fella.
Can I just say, for the viewers that can't see, Sean and Maggie are very cute today in, like, matching red and white striped candy cane tops.
Thanks for that memo.
I really appreciate, the festive effort. It is like Hallmark here.
We thought we'd spruce things up here a little bit.
Working part-time at Toys R Us.
It's a new uniform. Either that or candy stripers, change of bedpans.
When I got the shirt as a gift, I thought, man, I'm actually working at, not Friday's, it was another, Farrell's. Farrell's they all wore.
Farrell's
ice cream?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Didn't they all wear red and white uniforms?
They did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, it's off to Farrell's right after the show today.
I wish it was still around. I was a Roy Rogers cowgirl.
Had this sub there. It was called a gastro something Epicurean delight. I can't remember. It was a big long name of it, but it was
gastro
like a
Epicurean.
It was a 22-inch sub.
Wow.
Yeah, it was And you'd order for the table and you'd split it up and have,
That's I would hope so.
Yeah, exactly. Except for Chuck. Chuck would be able to consume the whole thing.
The colon buster.
Yeah.
Well, there's no time limit. I can sit there for a while.
That's right.
So your ass falls asleep and then you have to leave.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that.
I know your ass could fall asleep.
You know when you can't stand up when your legs are gone?
That's right. That's when you get up and you wobble a little bit.
That's it.
All right. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, and we're talking about the special session. What do you think the Democrats are up to here? Is it no good, or is it really just... It doesn't make any sense to me to elect a speaker that could do that literally the first 3 hours of the new session, January 14th. Call us, let us know, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost.
Thank you for joining us.
A show dedicated to tackling tough issues across the state.
When you took office, you knew about these problems.
Asking tough questions.
So would you be okay if the map ended up being 5-3?
Relentlessly seeking the truth.
What does enforcement of open-air drug markets really look like?
And exploring solutions.
We're continuing our investigation.
Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Thursdays at 5:30.
Grandma's coming!
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
So far, so good at the right on the Beltway. Nothing major yet, but on the west side already, we're getting some brake lights as you're moving south from Liberty Road through I-70 and down towards Route 40 West. All the lanes are open. Nothing out of the ordinary at the tunnels, but we'll start to see the buildups now on 895 coming south of Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. and on 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We don't see any incidents so far. Looks like we're still running clear across the Bay Bridge and on 50 over to the Severn River Bridge and then towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, breezy today. Scattered showers possible. Mid-40s. Back on the low 30s tonight. Sunny, blustery tomorrow. Upper 30s. And right now we're looking at the windy 38 in Ocean City. And it's 33 and cloudy in Baltimore City. So what are the Democrats up to in calling this a special session, which Governor Moore signed an executive order? Maryland State Senator Arthur Ellis and State Senator Antonio Hayes, both Democrats, told the Sun paper that all vetoes are being considered. A senior Senate staffer, however, said that redistricting will not be discussed during the special session. So, again, there are apparently a number of veto overrides the Senate plans to consider. One of those includes overriding Moore's vetoes on a bill to create a commission to study reparations and a bill mandating University of Maryland to study the environmental impact of building data centers in the state. And there are 23 other bills that Moore vetoed. We're still trying to get to those. Maryland House Majority Leader, progressive Marxist David Moon, told the Sun paper it would be premature to do redistricting now. He says there's another redistricting advisory commission meeting that's scheduled on the 12th. That would be this Friday. But the special session is going to be sometime next week. So there would still be time to conclude that this is the last governor redistricting meeting. But he said, quote, we're awaiting a decision, if any, as to what's going to be recommended for mid-decade redistricting from the governor's redistricting commission, which is heavily loaded with Democrats, as you know. So Moon said the veto overrides must be taken up, which is required by the state constitution. So we need a leader in place to start managing those decisions, as well as how to navigate the current fiscal situation. All of those spell out a scenario where the House saw a desire to have this vacancy filled ASAP. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money. I think it's reckless and irresponsible. It certainly could have been done. She could start making plans now. She may not have the official title, but she could gather together with the caucus with her fellow Democrats on her own dime, instead of wasting our money and doing it. Some people think it's about $50,000 a day. So I don't know if this is going to be in one day or not, if it requires 2 days. But especially if they have to start considering the veto overrides. And with 23 of them, it could go into 2 or 3 days in special session, right around the holidays. There's something, I think, afoot here. And we're not quite sure what it is. Is it a way to kind of sneak this redistricting thing in and try to, by the way, we did call this special session, and the first thing they'll do is probably, within seconds, bring the gavel down and make Joseline Pena Melnick the new Speaker of the House. And she, again, is a radical progressive Marxist Democrat. Probably one of the worst elections they could have made. From a Republican perspective, even from a moderate Democrat perspective, it's bad. So there are others that are, there are others I think that are probably as progressive or more, but couldn't win a speaker race or election in the House. So we'll have to wait and see. David Moon would be bad as well, but see, he's the majority leader already. So you look at this triumvirate of the majority leader. The only guy that is not as progressive is Bill Ferguson over in the Senate, and I think the long knives may be out for him. He might see the writing on the wall and seeing that the Maryland General Insane Asylum, already a supermajority, already one of the most liberal, if not progressive, bodies in the entire country, is about to move further left, if you can believe that. So that may be it, and this might be a way to get that done, get that reparations bill resurrected, and the triple whammy will be, oh, by the way, Andy Harris, say goodbye to your seat, because we're gonna draw you right out of the map. And disenfranchised Republicans. So they don't want to call attention to that ahead of time. So I think this might be a smokescreen for that. So what do you think? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Marty agrees. He says, why the special session? Redistricting in one word. That is, thanks, Marty, for weighing in on that. And we'll see what how other people feel about it as well. All right, getting ready to head over into Town Appliance to pick out a brand-new refrigerator. The old one is just, it's shot. Some of the shelves are falling down. And it still works, but, you know, the wife is just like, I can't deal with this, especially when we're hosting all these family gatherings and there's nowhere to put the food. That's always a problem when you need to refrigerate your food. So we're heading over to Town Appliance this Friday. We'll see Mayor, or both mayors might be there at the same time. We'll pick out a fridge, and I'm sure, of course, whether you're in the market for a single appliance or a whole kitchen upgrade, Town Appliance is where you want to go. They've got 70 brands on display. They have five-star service, low price match guarantee, and just great guys. And what a showroom, by the way. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, check out Town Appliance. It's 6:30. It's time to check out some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman delivered the 2025 State of the County Address on Tuesday. The address showcased the county's progress, driven by fiscal strength, efficiency, and community engagement, and outlines a vision for safe, educated, healthy communities, as well as strategies to protect residents from federal threats. Pittman says he's committed to finishing what has been started in his final year in office, including solidifying progress on housing, land preservation, infrastructure, and government services to ensure that the county is set up for success for years to come. City police are investigating a shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the 3000 block of Ridgewood Avenue shortly before 8 p.m., where they found an 18-year-old with a gunshot wound to the hand. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment, and police say they have a person of interest in custody. One person is injured after a house fire in Baltimore's Carrollton Ridge neighborhood. The fire broke out in the 300 block of South Fulton Street on Tuesday afternoon. WBFF reports that one civilian suffered serious injuries and they were taken to the hospital for emergency care. No firefighters were injured and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. April McLean Delaney has introduced the Healthcare Worker and First Responder Fairness Act. The legislation aims to exempt healthcare workers and first responders from Social Security's retirement earnings test during public health emergencies. Currently, the RET applies to those who have not reached full retirement age but want to claim Social Security benefits. If the individuals are still working and earning wages, their Social Security benefits are reduced. The new bill would retroactively restore benefits for those who worked during a public health crisis. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some activity downtown at Camden Yards. Police have a shooting area they're investigating. Russell Street right at Camden Yards. So if you're north of 95, you're coming down Russell Street from Pratt Street, Lombard, in that area, just a heads up. Not sure if they have a perimeter set up yet or not, but I want to give you a heads up for that. There's a new wreck very close to the Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County line. It's on 198, would be west of the BW Parkway. There may be some partial road blockage there. Parkville side of the Beltway building very quickly here at Hartford Road. The west side is already solid from 795 going down through the ramps at Route 40 and then improving after Frederick Road. We're in the area of a 10 to 12 minute delay at the old Harbor Tunnel and still under 10 minutes right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few showers and highs in the not as cold mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly as lows drop back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management. 34, 38, and 32. Those three numbers represent points scored by the Bengals offense in their last three games against the Ravens defense, one of the few teams in the NFL able to consistently flummox the Ravens. Safety Kyle Hamilton says it's just one of those things.
It's football. Like, at the end of the day, this is National Football League, best players in the world. You know, we hold ourselves to a standard, but, you know, they're going to make plays, we're going to make plays.
With Cincinnati making more of them of late, they're 9-for-21 on possession downs against the Ravens, at least they were, on Thanksgiving night. Should be a good matchup on Sunday, despite the weather. High temperatures should be around 21 degrees. Elsewhere in the NFL, how long is too long to be out of the game? Well, apparently 5 years isn't too long for Philip Rivers, who signs with the Colts yesterday after last taking a snap in 2020. Rivers was needed because of the season-ending Achilles injury suffered by starting quarterback Daniel Jones. And Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf, who torched the Ravens Sunday with 7 catches for 148 yards, should be good to go Monday night against the Dolphins despite a stomach injury, according to head coach Mike Tomlin. To baseball we go, where the free agent market heated up yesterday. Slugger Kyle Schwarber stays in Philadelphia for 5 years at $150 million. Closer Edwin Diaz heads west to L.A., signing with the Dodgers 3 years for $69 million. And Kyle Finnegan, the closer the Tigers acquired from the Nats last season, stays with Detroit. Meanwhile, closer to home, Orioles president of baseball operations, Mike Elias, trying to secure an ace and perhaps another big bopper for the Birds in 26. Asked earlier this week if both indeed were possible.
Yes, I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year. And we'll just consider opportunities as they come up.
And this offseason is a test for the O's decision maker, as baseball insider Ken Rosenthal articulates on the MLB podcast Foul Territory, hosted by former major leaguer AJ Pruszynski.
The criticism of Elias has been that as great a job as he did building up their system and bringing prospects to the majors, he has not been able to finish off with the top of the roster. And we saw that last year with the offseason that they had, when they only brought in Morton and Shigano. When they had just lost Corbin Burns, it wasn't enough.
And Morton and Shigano, neither one will be with the Birds in 2026. And finally, Army-Navy for the 126th time, I should say, this weekend. And this time it's in Baltimore. Last time in Baltimore was 2016 at M&T Bank Stadium. Army beat Navy 21-17, breaking Navy's 14-game winning streak in the series. The time now is 6:37, when we return revisiting Raiders-Broncos.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Sean, I got a redux from yesterday. We talked about the Broncos-Raiders finish,
right,
where the Raiders were awarded a first down on
right
penalty, and they ended up winning the game. Not winning the game. They kicked a field goal to beat the spread,
right,
and cost people millions of dollars, etc. I got a Facebook message from Brian, and he's absolutely right. And he said, you know, the theory could have been that the Raiders would get that field goal with 1 or 2 seconds left to play and then go for an untimed onside kick, recover it, and then have a chance at a Hail Mary. So, theoretically speaking, the Raiders could have planned that, you know, and that's what they were going, that's what they wanted to do.
Well, there was like 4 seconds on the clock when they kicked the field goal?
Well, no, actually, when they kicked the field goal, there were 0 seconds on the clock when it went through. But what Brian was saying was that there could have been 1 or 2 seconds on the clock, and then therefore the clock would have stopped. They would have
before they set up for the field goal, there was only 4 seconds.
There was five.
There was five.
So, depending on how
long
long it took. Right, exactly. Yeah. But here's the point, and that's certainly possible, okay? But here's the point.
That's what's the highly improbable but possible.
One out of 100,000 right. chance. But what's the point of the referee calling that penalty?
Yeah.
First of all, the Denver player didn't pounce on him.
And then stay laying on top of him.
Exactly.
He was slow to get up, but you're taught to do that. You just, you know, jump up on your feet.
Right.
You know, and that's, but I didn't see it as a delay of game.
I didn't see it as a delay of game either. And also, it comes back to the Ravens game where he called that personal foul penalty on Travis Jones on the field goal. What's the point of calling that?
I think officiating this year has been the worst I've seen it in a long, long time.
Well, it's either that or something else.
Or something else.
And it's just too many things happening all at the same time here, especially at the end of the season. Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I've never subscribed to that. I've always thought that these things even out right. over time. But this year, I don't know.
Well, the league could certainly come in and clarify a bunch of stuff, like make a move common to the game or whatever they're calling it now.
I think there may be pressure to do that.
Yeah, because especially after the Ravens got job.
This isn't over, Sean.
Nope, it shouldn't be.
What? Right. We didn't give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, right?
Thank you, John Belushi. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. President Trump on his affordability rally tour starting off in Pocono, Pennsylvania, yesterday to a packed house.
Since my inauguration, we've created nearly 60,000 new Pennsylvania jobs, including 4,000 Pennsylvania manufacturing jobs that the Democrats gave up on. You're doing better than you've ever done. Under our leadership, more than 40,000 Pennsylvanians have been lifted off of food stamps. 40,000.
Yeah, and let's look at some of the other things. Look, this was an inherited mess that the Trump administration, what Biden did, the damage that they did in the last 325 days while in office. President Trump has, inflation has been cut more than half, gas prices have fallen sharply, real wages are growing again, and key household expenses are finally heading in the right direction, like interest rates, and there's going to be another rate cut by the Fed, I think it's today, if not today, it's this week, and that should help spur some, but it is heading in the right direction, but the damage that the Biden regime did was devastating to our economy, and in Pennsylvania, he said, and elsewhere, billions of dollars in investment for manufacturing jobs are being won by this administration.
We've secured commitments for nearly $100 billion of investments in Pennsylvania. We were up here a few months ago. Some of the greatest energy companies in the world made that. We were doing it on a beautiful day, a little warmer than it is outside today, David. But over $100 billion, and we've saved a great American company. You know, we saved, this little group of people and me, saved a little company called U.S. Steel, and it's hot as a pistol now. And we have the keys to the company. It's always going to be here.
Yeah, and under Biden, inflation averaged nearly 5%, hit 9.1%, worst inflation in 40 years, fueled by the radical left's obsession with spending, the Green Raw Deal, et cetera. But in President Trump's second term, inflation now just 2.7%. That's a critical first step. As far as wages go, American workers lost nearly $3,000 in purchasing power because inflation rose faster than wages. In Trump's second term, Americans' real wages have grown by nearly 4%, or nearly $700, and on track to grow by nearly $1,200 after his first full year in office. So we're heading in the right direction. You just got to convince, of course, the media and some rhino Republicans and Democrats of that. And as far as energy prices go,
right now, drilling more oil than we've ever done ever before. Prices are way down. We just had four states. It was just reported that four states had $1.99 a gallon. Right?
Yeah, I might add to point out, under Biden, gas prices were the highest they had ever been in the history of the United States. Now, under Trump, gas prices have fallen, lowest average price in 1,700 days. And right now in 36 states, gas is $2.75 per gallon. In 20 states, below $2.50 per gallon. And at least four states where gas, as he just mentioned, gallon of gas is now $1.99. So that's amazing progress after the damage done by the Biden regime. Now you just can work on some of those grocery prices and get those things turned around. We'll be in good shape. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
The early ride at the Bay Bridge, and we're looking at, my boy says,
Ozempic Drive. It's Oceanic Drive, but he also calls it Ozempic Drive. Right now, we're clear. Right there at Sandy Point, no problems at all. Most of the traffic is westbound, coming off the main span, two lanes eastbound. You're clear all the way over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. The morning backup, not quite there yet, about 45 minutes from now or so. I-97 southbound at Route 32. There was a new minor wreck in the city, Wilkins Avenue at Caton Avenue over on the southwest side. A reminder, there was a shooting investigation near Camden Yards on Russell Street, so there may still be some police activity there. I think most of that's going to be in a parking lot at a gas station at that location. But again, a heads up for that. The one wreck that came in about 20 minutes ago, Route 198 to the west of the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy today. Possible scattered showers, high in the mid-40s. It's cloudy, 32 in Pasadena, 32 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bettabelle Johnson.
You want to hurry this up? I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Those baguettes.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. That's not a good look at all. Burger chain In-N-Out reportedly yanking the number 6-7 from its order lineup because of the whole 6-7 trend.
Right, saw that.
Teenagers been hanging out in the dining area waiting for the order 67 to be called so they could freak out. Here's one of those times.
Rocket 6-7.
We have taken 67 out of our system, so whenever we're taking orders, it goes 66 to 68, because of people like you.
Jeez, I don't really get it.
I don't understand.
It's, you know, kind of a, you know, third thing, I suppose. They want to have something they can call their own.
Needs attention or something? Yeah. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah. 6-7. All right, there you go. For the first time ever in U.S. history, Oreo is dropping a zero-sugar version of America's most famous cookie. And yes, it's the real deal. Not a knockoff you'll find in the back aisle of the pharmacy. So, again, wonder what we're using to sweeten. They say maltitol, polydextrose, sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, and no aspartame. Well, that's a good thing, no aspartame. Yeah. But then the sucralose, eh. And the maltitol, I'm not crazy about any of that stuff. So.
Sounds like when the Stooges were making stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And a can of Penistan. Enon.
Do we cheat him in hell?
Reese's Puffs released its first ever new flavor, dark chocolate Reese's Puffs. So if you're a big fan of a high sugary cereal, Reese's Puffs.
Works for me.
Dark chocolate is there for you. Maggie, you love this. You like dark chocolate?
Love dark chocolate.
So, and you got the peanut butter with it? That's good. You ever have the dark chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. There's I can't remember the name of the brand, but they make a low sugar one.
But what's replacing?
No, they just don't put as much sugar in it.
Oh, okay.
They make it with minimal
truly
sugar.
Truly semi-sweet. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Just... I mean, it's you realize when you eat one of those and then you eat an actual Reese's peanut butter cup how much sugar is in the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Like Coca-Cola, yeah.
It's brutal. Yeah, you're right. 1 in 10 Marylanders believe eggnog is light beer strength. Which is not the case, obviously, because whiskey's in there. It's got higher proof.
Yeah, it'll rock your world.
Yeah. So a lot of folks believe that holiday cocktails aren't as strong, and they believe 20% believe holiday cocktails don't count toward the drink drive limit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
57% admit they've unknowingly drunk more at a holiday party because these drinks were festive and didn't taste strong.
So festive takes away from the strength of the alcohol?
Yeah. Okay. I suppose.
I thought it was nice.
Eyelash.
23% chose spiked hot chocolate. They believe they could legally drive after 1. 10% chose a sugar cookie martini. 7% chose a snowball cocktail. 0.001% said a bottle of Bailey's. But Chuck's answer was quickly identified and removed from that survey.
It got to the point so bad I was drinking antifreeze.
You were... Here comes Prestone Johnson.
Got to keep the crankcase going, you know, and the radiator.
You want to turn over.
Yeah, you got to make sure that crank gets turned.
Well, yeah.
Your crank is very problem. Important.
Yeah, it's a Christmas with the crank. Mistletoe Johnson is back, folks.
Well, I can't find my mistletoe belt.
Oh. Yeah. Man, you used to have that all the time. You used to wear that every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until I made you stop at the workplace.
I went in the sales department one time.
Is that frowned upon?
He got written up by HR. Charles.
HR.
Charles,
Remember Saperstein said one time, you have to talk to somebody about HR. I said, oh, you don't want to do that.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. All right. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. President Trump in Pennsylvania last night on the Affordability Rally Tour, saying that tariffs bring in all sorts of money for the country.
Tariffs are bringing us hundreds of billions of dollars. I just helped our farmers out because they're starting to do really well.
Yeah, and you look at it on housing costs, mortgage rates at their highest in decades as rents surged under Biden. Now, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate, 6.19%. That's 12% lower. And with the next rate cut coming soon, we'll see them probably under a 6 for the first time in a long time. And then on Obamacare, Republicans are still struggling on how and what to replace it with, but we're told it's coming.
Obamacare is a scam. Under Obamacare, trillions of dollars were given directly to health insurance companies.
Indeed, on housing costs, we're looking at the rent prices are going down. On grocery prices, President Trump has lowered prices on eggs, butter, ice cream, fresh fruit, cereal, fish, seafood, rice, pasta, ham have all seen declines. The stubborn ones are coffee because of some of the tariffs in Brazil and other countries, and beef. Beef is now another big problem as well. But everything else is moving in the right direction. And I want to point out all of this is... has been accomplished without the one big beautiful bill, which starts January 1 of 2026. So you're going to see a lot more in your paycheck as a result of that. And so then of course, if those tariff revenue checks are ever distributed, we'll see. So American consumers are thriving. Black Friday was set a record, $11 billion in sales. President's bringing back jobs and investment to the United States, and we have 1.9 million more American-born workers employed today than foreign-born workers. That, indeed, is America first. 6:50, you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, Ivan Bates wants to leave no victims or witnesses behind.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up on 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Top of the hour, the chairman of America, of America 250 celebration, Rosie Rios, is going to join us to talk about how you can involve your local school in the America 250 celebration. That's at the top of the hour, 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, slowing now, and they're blocking the right lane. We always talk about these guys. They decide to work during the rush hour. Northbound 95, Route 24, Harford County. 76 mile marker, already some brake lights there, so the heads up will be after Mountain Road. And as you're heading out towards the area, towards Aberdeen, eventually, right now, you're in the center and the left-hand lane with a delay and a rolling backup now beginning through there. City police with a couple of accidents now. Wilkins Avenue at Caton Avenue, southwest side, over on the west side, Franklin Street at Warwick Avenue. And now we're up to about a 20-minute delay plus with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. And the Beltway now is filled in on the Parkville side. We're already solid coming down the west side from 795 through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy today, possible scattered showers, high in the mid-40s. And right now we're much warmer than we were yesterday at this time. I tell you that, we were in the teens, remember? 32 and cloudy in Reisterstown. It is 34 in Annapolis. And and what might be another shot at Governor Moore, remember his slogan, leave no one behind. State's Attorney Ivan Bates is in a new ad pledging that no victims or witnesses will be left behind in this new ad campaign.
My number one goal will always be to ensure that no victim of crime is ever left feeling hopeless or helpless.
Heretofore, and his predecessor Marilyn Mosby, and along with Mayor B.S., victims and witnesses were never really factored into any of the so-called crime reduction strategy. It was all just keeping the black and brown folk out of jail. They care less what happened to victims or witnesses. Well, the chief of the state's attorney's victim witness division, her name is Amanda Grantham. She says that, look, we want victims and witnesses to feel comfortable and that we have services available for them.
We want them to feel safe. And we want them to feel like they can reach out to us. We try to take any information that we possibly can and make sure that we're actually getting a hold of our victims and witnesses.
Those of us that have been here a long time remember the Dawson family that were firebombed because they were witnesses to a dastardly, heinous crime and were going to testify, and they were taken out. And what's amazing now, we're seeing that there's a fund of about $2 million that is now being funded to expand and utilize this advocacy for mental health resources, relocation assistance, witness protection for those facing threats or ongoing trauma, according to Grantham.
So that can be funds to get Ubers for them to come to court. It goes as far as we can kennel your dog if you're coming from out of state, and that's a barrier for you. It's all about removing the barriers.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point, because a lot of times when you're a witness to a crime, you've got to take off a day of work, or you've got to travel long distances in some cases, or you don't want to, be seen. I mean, obviously in court, that's one thing, but you're going to need some protection, especially if we're talking about testifying against violent gangs and or cartel criminals that are roaming the streets of Baltimore and Maryland. So I think that $2 million would probably be would be spent pretty quickly on that. It probably should be more, but it's a start. So, again, so this is Ivan Bates. It seems like he is really kind of, he's got this feud going on with Mayor B.S. right now. Says that there's a cloak of secrecy with Monzi. We'll talk about that next hour as the city council is getting involved. But at the same time, you look at this, and this is also a shot across the bow, I think, to Governor Moore, whose slogan has been leave no one behind, where he apparently is leaving everyone behind, and obviously contradicting his slogan. So keep that in mind. By the way, the best of Casey & Company, heard and available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. It is brought to you by the law offices of Mike Lee Friedman. Folks weighing in on the special session that Governor Moore has signed an executive order, and we had just mentioned that. Robert in Middle River says, good morning, Casey & Company. Of course it's a smokescreen, and of course it's about the redistricting. It's no coincidence that this is happening right after the Supreme Court ruling in favor of the Texas redistricting, and I hope it backfires. Have a great day. Yeah, well, that's a really good point. Let's see. Marty says, has AWOL Angie Alsobrooks actually sat through a redistricting meeting yet? We know she left the first meeting. She left right after it started, and she was a no-show for the second. Were there any others? And if yes, did AWOL Angie attend? No, the third and final one is this Friday. So we'll see if AWOL Angie shows up for the governor's redistricting committee there. But that's a great point. I mean, here you pick someone to chair this redistricting committee. They show up, barely get involved, and then a no-show for the second one. And we'll see if she shows up Friday. That is going to be a big tell there, because we all kind of know the fix is in anyway, right? This is something that's not new here in the state of Maryland. But the special session, remember, they can go back and they must look at the vetoes and the possibility of overriding those vetoes. And one of those is, and I think this is where I think already you can see the imprint of Joseline Peña-Melnick, who is the incoming Democrat speaker, in spite of what they say. I mean, it's a formality at this point. And I think it's a waste of taxpayer money if that is their only reason, but we know it's not. She was a huge pro-reparations bill supporter. In fact, she tried to save it single-handedly. So I think this is writing on the wall. I think you're going to see redistricting come out of this special session. I think you're going to see the governor's veto on the reparations study bill. That will be overridden by the legislature, and perhaps more. We're going to dive deep into what other vetoes are ripe for being overridden coming up here in the next couple of days. All right, join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Up next, Rosie Rios, the chairwoman of America 250, joins us. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says his highest priority, job number one, is to make America affordable again. Talked about that at a massive rally last night in northeast Pennsylvania.
Facing criticism over the high cost of living, the president used his visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, to blame Joe Biden and Democrats for the affordability crisis.
The Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high. Because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
He acknowledged there's more work to do in improving the economy, even as he defended his tariff policy and pointed to falling gas prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is expected to hold a series of campaign-style rallies in advance of next year's crucial midterm elections. The strategy is to get the president out there in hopes that that will get more pro-Trump voters to the polls. Defense Secretary Hegseth says he is still weighing whether to authorize release of the complete video of an attack on an alleged drug-running boat off Venezuela, killed two suspected narco-terrorists. The head of the Nobel Institute says Peace Prize winner, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, will not come out of hiding with a ceremony awarding her the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo.
Machado last appeared in public 11 months ago. Nobel Institute director Christiane Berg-Harpviken told public broadcaster NRK the Venezuelan opposition leader was not in the Norwegian capital on the day of the ceremony, and her daughter will accept the prize on Machado's behalf.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. An atmospheric river has swamped Pacific Northwest with flooding rains, Portland and Seattle among cities impacted by the rising water. Later today, the Federal Reserve to announce its latest decision on interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 29 points. NASDAQ futures 32 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com. We'll be right back.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX is getting busy now southbound at Ruxton Road through the city county line, but all the lanes are moving, but the heavy traffic is there now at Ruxton Road. Beltway, yep, you're already jammed up on the Parkville side, the inner loop to Green Spring, and over to the JFX on the west side. Definitely solid there from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. The backup now on 895 is back beyond Pulaski Highway. So we're going 20 to 25 minutes there, and we're just about 15 to 20 minutes southbound on 95 South with that heavy traffic moving south of Moravia Road. All the lanes are open. Heads up 95, Harford County. That contractor is already working, blocking the right lane northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few showers and highs in the not as cold mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly as lows drop back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 32 degrees in Parkville and 30 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore has signed an executive order calling for a special session of the Maryland General Assembly. The special session will be called to order next Tuesday, December 16th, to elect a new House Speaker to replace Adrian Jones, who is stepping down from the leadership role. The governor says the General Assembly may also consider other business to be resolved before the start of the legislative session. The 2026 General Assembly will convene on Wednesday, January 14th. Attorney General Brown says no charges will be filed in a police-involved shooting that claimed the life of a man in Dundalk. Baltimore County Police Officer Michael Brady shot 43-year-old Glenn Petty Jr. on May 18th in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road. It happened after officers responded to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. And Officer Brady shot Petty during an exchange of gunfire. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 156. The pick four, 6277. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowi
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Many reasons why the Ravens are 6-7 this year. In fact, too many to list for this sportscast. But there's no escaping this. As Lamar goes, so go the Ravens. And the going for Lamar has not been easy. NFL analyst and former quarterback Dan Orlovsky on ESPN's NFL Live.
To watch Lamar play this year, it's odd, it's difficult. Just to see the lack of execution and high-level ability.
Yeah.
And so now it's just another reminder, like, he's not even remotely close to healthy. The misses, the decision, the holding on to the football, the lack of accuracy, the being tackled one-on-one.
Pro Football Focus giving Lamar a 65.8 overall grade. That's 29th out of 41 quarterbacks who played this year. A 61.5 passing grade, which is 34th. To baseball we go. Mike Elias in Orlando speaking to the media. Asked not only about the ace the Orioles need to acquire, but also after adding Andrew Kittredge back and Ryan Helsley to the bullpen, is he satisfied with the relief corps where it's at?
I think it's in a better spot than it was before the offseason began with those additions. We're still looking to add and still looking to tinker, but we do, I think we have a really interesting group aside from the guys that you mentioned, some of the younger guys. that were optionable last year.
Among those interesting arms from a year ago include Dietrich Enns, who had a good September, Kate Stroud, and of course Rico Suave, otherwise known as Rico Garcia. Meanwhile, for his part, manager Craig Albernaz and his staff on the phone lines with his players in the process of planning for the spring.
I was with these conversations, making sure that we have a great plan heading in the spring training, where a plan for us as a staff to, one, evaluate the players, but also support them. I feel like that's the biggest thing that we have to do right now as a coaching staff, is to figure out how best to support our players.
So coming up in 30 minutes, a side benefit to the Kansas City Chiefs' demise. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Independence Day 2026 will mark the 250th birthday of the United States of America. As you hear each and every morning, we celebrate with our America 250 update at 8:15. But this morning, we are fortunate to have the chair of the America 250 celebration, Rosie Rios, with us here this morning. Rosie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. So, again, I know there are a lot of events planned. We'll get to America's field trip in just a second. But if you can give us a taste and feel of what America 250 is doing and what it's planning to do between now and Independence Day next year.
Absolutely. So America 250 is a national organization charged with planning the nation's 250th anniversary. We have a number of activities planned in what we call kind of the movement and the moment. And so the programming that we're discussing, America's Field Trip, is part of this kind of effort to engage this next generation to really think about not just our history, but also our future. And, of course, the moments we will have that pomp and circumstance, everything that people expect 4th of July and beyond.
So you just mentioned America's Field Trip. What is it, and how do students and parents participate in it?
America's Field Trip is a national competition for grades 3 through 12. We get to answer the question, what does America mean to me? And in exchange, through artwork or through writings, they get to choose from a series of backstage experiences with our federal agencies, with other partners, most of which have never been offered before.
And how many students are going to be selected for this project?
This year, so exciting, for the very first time, we're going to have 250 winners. Of those, 125 will get to have the backstage experiences. This is the third year that we're doing this, and so we know that that excitement's going to be there much more than we've ever seen before.
And so how would students enter, and what is the deadline for entries?
You can go to our website at America250.org. The deadline is March 30th, and we think this is a great time to use the holiday break to think about something as a great way to engage family members, fellow students, etc. And so we would love to have as many students as possible participate before we hit 2026.
And what do you think parents and teachers should encourage these young people to enter the America's Field Trip contest?
Well, we think it's important for parents and teachers to encourage these kids in terms of really kind of using this opportunity for 2026 to reflect on what it means to be American, to really kind of think about what it meant during the American Revolution, and again, hopefully inspire these kids to think about their own futures.
Yeah, and again, these young Americans, certainly, maybe you and I, maybe growing up, we were taking civics, and we learned all about it, and I don't know if that's being taught as much anymore. This might be a great way to rediscover America's founding.
Absolutely. Look, I remember the bicentennial like it was yesterday. I was 10 years old, and I remember learning about our American history in fifth grade. And so, again, for me, this isn't just a memory. This is absolutely a feeling, and I want these kids to feel what I felt back in 1976.
Yeah, I remember the big Beach Boys concert on the Mall. I was there that day among the millions that were mingling. Again, what is the website and how do people enter?
America250.org. Our deadline is March 30th. And we look forward to having all 56 parts of our country represented. We're already up to 40 of the 50 states already, plus D.C. and Puerto Rico. So we'd like to see all 56 states, maybe even before the end of the year.
Very good. Rosie, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Have a great day. It's Rosie Rios, chair of America 250. And, boy, that's going to be encourage your children, your grandchildren to enter. It could be a lifetime experience at America250.org. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Chuck.
As a report of a wreck, 795, the initial report said after Owings Mills Boulevard between there and the Beltway, and I'm looking at Franklin Boulevard, I don't see it. I'm looking at Owings Mills Boulevard, I don't see it. I'm looking at the bridge at McDonald Road, and I don't see it. And they said there was pretty good size back up there. So I have not yet seen it. Doesn't mean it's not there. It could just be a minor wreck. But right now, this traffic at Owings Mills Boulevard going south is just going right on down the line. And it looks like to me they're right at the posted limit. So we'll, you know, keep an eye on it, see if there's anything to it. Let me go back one more camera back just to see. No, nothing. Cockeys Mill Road coming down from 140. The lanes are open there. Now, all the Beltway stuff is backed up. You know that delay is there. Parkville side, the inner loop at Green Spring, and for that traffic moving south from 795 going down through Frederick Road. 895, right back here again, looking at the backup now. Let me see if it's back to Moravia Road. Not quite. It's just south of Moravia Road on 895, and now 95 will start to slow as well from Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with all four lanes open. Looking at the camera here, going out of the tunnel and down to 395. No issues there. JFX got a little busy last couple of minutes between Ruxton Road coming south through the city county lot. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy today. Scattered showers mid-40s. Overnight low back into the 30s. Right now we're 32 in Pikesville under cloudy skies. And it is 39 and windy in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
As the year turns and runs at the end of the year here, negotiations regarding this peace deal for the Russian-Ukraine war are now reaching fever pitch. The president says he has warned Kiev regime leader Volodymyr Zelensky that he has, quote, until Christmas to accept his deal to end the war with Russia, end of quote. And other than that, we might walk away and say, I hate to see it happen, but Russia could certainly finish the war in the bloodlands. Of course, Zelensky's listening to the wrong people. You know, the globalist leaders of Germany and France and the UK that want this war. That is not something that President Trump wants, for sure. About Western Europe, he said that the ceaseless waves of illegal unvetted migrants, most of whom are military-aged men from cultures alien to the West, arriving on the continent are the direct result of so-called leaders who won't send anyone back for fear of being called bigoted. Trump says that, again, if the mass migration continues, it'll wipe out the rest of Western civilization, at least on the continent of Europe. The president sat down with Politico to have a conversation with Dasha Burns and talked about the economic mess that he inherited.
I inherited a mess. I inherited a total mess. Prices were at an all-time high when I came in. Prices are coming down substantially.
They are indeed. She tried to get him to commit to wanting to push or get rid of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, but the president's not going to tip his hand.
I don't comment on that. I wouldn't say that one way or the other. I can say this, that he sent us millions of people, many from prisons, many drug dealers and drug lords and people in mental institutions.
By the way, appeals court has scolded a Biden judge in a 2-1 ruling, siding with the Secretary of War on the ban on transgenders in the military. Another big win for the Trump administration in court yesterday. The DOJ has launched a civil rights investigation into the Colorado prison system where political prisoner Tina Peters is currently being held. She's in failing health. She's a Gold Star mom. She was a political target and persecuted politically because she was trying to blow the whistle on the election problems and hijinks and irregularities in Colorado. Because it was a state charge, the president can't pardon her at the federal level. So they're now looking like they're going after the prison system itself, and we'll see what happens there. Stay tuned. As to the National Guard, the president did mention them yesterday, including Specialist Spectrum, who was murdered, and Specialist Wolf, who actually got up out of bed yesterday.
Sarah and Andrew. Sarah passed away. She's looking at us from heaven, from above, and she was killed almost instantly.
Also the Jasmine Crockett, who announced she's running for Texas Senate seat, where you got John Cornyn and not Ted Cruz's seat. His seat is up for grabs, but this is Cornyn's seat. Cornyn, the incumbent. Then you got Wesley Hunt, the military guy, and Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas, running on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, Colin Allred was forced out of the race based on the Jazzy Crockett nonsense. And here's what President Trump said about Jazzy Crockett.
She's a low IQ person. I can't imagine she wins. Maybe she'll get the Democrat nomination, but I think it's a gift to Republicans. She's a terrible representative.
And elsewhere, we'll take a look at for the vacating seat of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Senator Colton Moore has officially announced his campaign to represent Georgia CD-14 in the United States House of Representatives. He served in the State General Assembly in Georgia. So that is the latest there. The D.C. pipe bomber Brian Cole has admitted to planting explosive devices outside the RNC and DNC. The left-wing media trying to say that he's a Trump supporter. His parents and grandparents saying no, he's kind of like sort of pseudo-autistic. It was not a Trump supporter, and had all sorts of weird fascinations and obsessions, and you know, how he got to build those pipe bombs is a different story altogether. President Trump making a last-minute pitch for Roger Clemens to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, saying that he was acquitted by the 16-member Contemporary Era Committee in Congress, and so that's the reason why Roger the Rocket should be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Much more for you on the MAG update and the Marjorie Taylor feud with President Trump coming up tomorrow here on the program. 7:20, and that's the way it went down. 3:25, how many days in the new golden age of America?
And we are just getting started.
All right, it's coming up on 7:21. At the right after 7:30 news, will Ilhan Omar finally be deported? And we'll take a look at the city council now weighing in on this feud between the state's attorney, Ivan Bates, and Mayor BS as well. Top of the hour, Chris Burnett. He's a retired Marine. He's running for Congress in Maryland's 6th Congressional District. We'll talk with him coming up at the top of the hour. And a little bit later on in the show, Carroll County now finds itself siding with a trans male in a locker room dispute, and they're being sued by an organization. We'll give you an update on that story as well. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202 202- 225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 795 was southbound right before the Beltway. It's on the shoulder now. That's where we found it. So anybody south of McDonough Road, as you're coming down to join the Beltway, you'll see it, but it's off to the side. Once you hit the Beltway, everything there is just jammed up from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. Interloop at Green Spring is slow. The Parkville to Towson run, that's the normal delay. Both the tunnels and the area of the 25-minute delays southbound. The contractor is working. They work during rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24. They're blocking the right lane, and now we're in Annapolis, and the morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. Just a little bit slow on the ramp from 50 westbound to northbound I-97. There was a little bit of a speed reduction a couple of minutes ago right there around the Severn River Bridge on the westbound side coming over from Ritchie Highway, but the lanes are remaining clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breeze today, scattered showers, mid-40s. Right now, 33 and cloudy in Pasadena, 36 and windy in Stevensville. Take a phone call from Steve in Reisterstown. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sean. I just want to weigh in on the special session about the getting a new leader in the delegates. But I'm sensing a new gas tax. Maybe a couple new fees. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think, if anything, they would try to look at the structural deficit. But I think they'll wait for the actual session for that. I think this is all about redistricting. I think they want Andy Harris out badly. So I think they're using this as a smokescreen, as a cover for the election of Joseline Pena Melnick. And maybe to get the reparations bill study thing in, and then I think they're gonna hit us between the eyes with getting rid of Andy Harris.
But how are you gonna give reparations when you can't even pay your bills now?
Well, it doesn't stop them in California. It's a great question that you ask, but it's not stopped them out there, Steve. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, people keep asking me about the Army-Navy game, and President Trump is going to attend this weekend. It's at the bank downtown. And so the people saying, well, is he going to sit in the governor's suite? Is he going to sit in Mayor Scott's suite? Because they both have suites at M&T Bank Stadium. But the tradition is that the commander-in-chief will sit on the Army side for one half, and they'll sit on the Navy side for the second half. That's usually how it is handled. And I think he will certainly honor tradition, and I think he'll probably feel a lot safer sitting among the cadets and the midshipmen than he would with a bunch of blowhard politicians that have been nothing but attacked him since day one. And he doesn't need their M&T Bank suites that we pay for, folks. Why should we pay for a governor and a mayor to attend football games for free? Huh? Let them pay like everybody else has to pay. The PSLs and everything. I just don't get that. Transportation Secretary Duffy will meet with Governor Moore about the cost of the Key Bridge. And he said, I look forward to discussing the urgent matter of relieving severe congestion on the American Legion Memorial Bridge that's on the Cabin John in Bethesda and getting the Francis Scott Key Bridge project back on track with Governor Moore. And again, rising costs there are going to be the main focus. Attorney General Anthony Brown will not file charges against a Baltimore County police officer involved in the fatal shooting of a Dundalk man in May. The Independent Investigations Division found no evidence that the shooting was premeditated. They concluded Officer Brady's actions do not constitute the crime of second-degree murder because the evidence would not allow a prosecutor to overcome any of the elements of complete self-defense. It's, you know, legally, he's got, there was no reason to bring charges against that officer in that shooting. And Johnny Zero is going to do it again. He was so impactful, so consequential in his first term in Congress that he's decided, Baltimore and Maryland, you deserve another run. And that's what he's going to do. Johnny Zero announcing yesterday he has kicked off his reelection campaign, and already developers salivating all over Baltimore County. Sad to say that a father loading a child into a car seat was carjacked in northwest Baltimore. Two teens have been arrested, a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old. The 19-year-old has a rap sheet a mile long. But hey, this is Maryland, where criminals go unpunished. Victims and witnesses are constantly in the crosshairs. And as I've said repeatedly, pedophiles and predators can be in every walk of life. A former detective with the Harford County Sheriff's Office has now pled guilty to child sex abuse charges in federal court. Ryan Hall pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of a child, possession of child sexual abuse materials charges in federal court. He faces separate related charges for child sexual abuse in Carroll County Circuit Court as well. All walks of life, folks, we see it, and there is no cure for pedophilia. The recidivism rate is the highest among any crimes or criminals that commit these kinds of crimes. Rescue Natural Supplements, want me to remind you, Deck the Hall holiday sale is here, and it's a great way for you to save money. Why don't you give yourself the gift of health for this holiday season, or give it to one of your loved ones, family member, colleague. This is something that, you know, all natural supplements, no side effects. So I would recommend everyone should be on an omega-3. They are just wonderful, essential fatty acids, and we have seven different varieties to choose from, large capsules, smaller capsules, liquid form, flavored liquid form. And again, I take 2,500 TG every day and have for like 20 years. And my cholesterol, my numbers all look great. And again, I just think for inflammation, chronic inflammation, for skin care, for joints, and for even mood, omega-3s are great. Get yours today, 1-800-26-LIVE, or you can order at res-q.com. No coupon code needed. 7:30, let's get some news headlines, and here with the latest, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Stuart Pittman delivered the 2025 State of the County Address on Tuesday. The address showcased the county's progress driven by fiscal strength, efficiency, and community engagement, and outlines a vision for safe, educated, healthy communities, as well as strategies to protect residents from federal threats. Pittman says he's committed to finishing what has been started in his final year in office, including solidifying progress on housing, land preservation, infrastructure, and government services to ensure that the county is set up for success for years to come. City police are investigating a shooting in northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the 3000 block of Ridgewood Avenue shortly before 8 p.m., where they found an 18-year-old with a gunshot wound to the hand. And one person is injured after a house fire in Baltimore's Carrollton Ridge neighborhood. The fire broke out in the 300 block of South Fulton Street on Tuesday afternoon. WBFF-TV reports that one civilian suffered serious injuries, and they were taken to the hospital for emergency care. And first responders pulled a man from a retention pond in Fruitland after the excavator he was operating fell into the water. Emergency crews were called to the scene near Slab Bridge Road on Tuesday and found that the victim was trapped underwater. Dive teams were able to pull the man from the water, and a Maryland State Police helicopter flew him to Johns Hopkins. There's been no update on the victim's condition, but officials at the scene say he was not conscious when he was pulled from the pond. And 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney has introduced the Health Care Worker and First Responders Fairness Act. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Big backup now heading towards Maple Lawn in Howard County, southbound Route 29. The wreck is after 216. It looks like it may be down before we get to the county line. So right now, the lanes are blocked. There's a backup that begins even before the ramp at Route 216. So your option there, of course, would be exiting at 216, then work your way over to 95 from there. Big delay right now southbound. We'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, all the normal delays are southbound this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 back towards Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road, 95 right around Moravia Road as well. So 20 to 25 minute delays. The contractors working, they work during the rush hour. Northbound 95, Route 24, they're blocking the right lane. 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few showers and highs in the not as cold mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly as lows drop back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. With the daunting schedule ahead, what are the Ravens' playoff chances? After the Steelers' loss, here's Lamar in the locker room Sunday, asked where this team is at.
You know, we still got, how many games left? Like four games left. We're still turning around, I believe.
You know? NFL.com has crunched the numbers ahead of Week 15. If the Ravens beat the Bengals, their playoff odds rise to just 45% now. With a loss, they drop to 16%. Keep in mind the Ravens' schedule. They've got at Cincinnati, at home against the Patriots, which is now a Sunday night football game, then at Green Bay and at Pittsburgh to close out the season. Elsewhere, Hall of Famer Troy Aikman speaking out on NIL. The three-time Super Bowl winner, after giving a donation to his alma mater, saying he's done with it. Quote, I gave money to a kid, I won't mention who. I've done it one time at UCLA, never met the young man. He was there a year, he left after the year. I wrote a sizable check, he went to another school. I didn't even get a thank you note. It's one of those deals where I'm done with NIL. I want to see UCLA be successful, but I'm done. Baseball news, shoes starting to drop in the free agent market. Slugger Kyle Schwarber stays with the Fighting Phils, 5 years, $150 million. And the Dodgers get the best closer on the market, former Mets reliever Edwin Diaz, 3 years for $69 million. Elsewhere, the White Sox have won the draft lottery. They'll pick first in June. Orioles will pick seventh. Shortstop Gunnar Henderson has committed to play for the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic. You like buzzer beaters, right? Well, how about on the same night in two different sports? College basketball, BYU guard Robert Wright III completing a 21-point comeback against Clemson. The inbounds pass with 1.3 on the clock.
Bostovich to inbound. Wright.
The great Dan Shulman had the call on ESPN as part of the Jimmy V Classic, BYU 67, Clemson 64. And then how about this scrum? To the ice we go. NHL superstar Connor McDavid, this with 9.6 seconds left to play.
The return pass, Draisaitl trying to sneak it inside.
Call on Sportsnet Canada. McDavid's goal tied it at 3, but the Buffalo Sabres beat the Oilers last night 4-3 in overtime. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the death of a dynasty.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific.
Sorry about that.
They really liked that spot.
They loved it.
They loved it.
They were cheering after him before. Hey, so the Kansas City Chiefs are basically, they're almost out of it. Yep. They got to win out and they got to hope other things happen, et cetera, et cetera. A side benefit to that, if you're not a Chiefs fan, I guess, is that we've seen a lot less of Taylor Swift on these broadcasts.
Right.
In fact, the last broadcast the Chiefs had, they only showed her one time. This compared to as many as 12 times in a half.
Well, if you are going through withdrawal, they have a podcast that they do together, Travis and Taylor.
Yeah, but that's just way too much for most people.
No, the Democrats did yesterday. They compared the Chiefs all being washed up with the cut with the pictures of Trump shanking golf shots and falling asleep allegedly.
Seriously?
At meetings. Yeah,
they're bringing the Chiefs into it,
saying that the Chiefs dynasty is over.
Where will they stop?
You know, the problem is President Trump has 3 more years.
But the Chiefs probably don't, actually.
The Chiefs probably don't. But you never know. They can reload. I mean, they got a great quarterback.
Yeah, they got a great quarterback, but you know how these
And they have a great coach. They have a Hall of Fame coach.
They do.
You have those two things. You know, again, it's just everybody has injuries or they have down years, and you can't win it every year, that's for sure.
Well, you know how everybody's got a foil, right? Like the Steelers have the Ravens, et cetera, et cetera. The Republicans have the Democrats, so that's what the Democrats do.
There you have it. Yeah. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The ongoing feud between, I don't know which one's more divisive and ugly, Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene or Trump and Ilhan Omar? Probably Ilhan Omar. But on Tuesday night, he delivered remarks in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, on his economic achievements, and then he went off on Tampon Tim Walz on Ilhan Omar.
Do we have any individuals from Somalia in the group? Please raise your hand. That's for Minnesota, you know. That's called the Great Big Minnesota Scam with one of the dumbest governors ever in history. I love this Ilhan Omar, whatever the hell her name is, with the little ching, the little turban. I love her. She comes in, does nothing but bitch. She's always complaining. She comes from a country where, I mean, it's considered about the worst country in the world, right? They have no military. They have no nothing. They have no parliament. They don't know what the hell the word parliament means. They have nothing. They have no police. They police themselves. They kill each other all the time. I love it. She comes to our country, and she's always complaining about the Constitution allows me to do this. We ought to get her the hell out. She married her brother in order to get in, right? She married her brother. Can you imagine if Donald Trump married his sister? Beautiful. She's a beautiful person. If I married my sister to get my citizenship, do you think I'd last for about 2 hours, or would it be something less than that? She married her brother to get in. Therefore, she's here illegally. She should get the hell out. Throw the hell out. She does nothing but complain.
And, of course, the crowd chanting, send her back. Well, that process may be ongoing. Last night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, the border czar, Tom Holman, was asked a question as to whether or not they're investigating her alleged marriage immigration fraud.
They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud.
Calls that a fraud. It's a story that has never been successfully refuted, even though it's now a 5-year-old story. That's clearly a deportable offense. Is there an investigation into that?
You know, I just got advised by a fraud investigator the other day on that. I asked the question, who reviewed the file, and says, there was immigration fraud involved. The statute of limitations became an issue in the last 4 years when this was first brought up. Who was president? Who run DOJ. So pulling the records now, pulling the files, and we're looking at it, but this fraud investigator, who I know personally, one of the best fraud investigators in HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, said there's no doubt he reviewed the file. So I'm running that down this week, matter of fact, and we'll see.
We will say a squad Congresswoman Ilhan Omar told friends years ago the man who went on to become her second husband was, in fact, her brother. Now, for the first time, one of those friends has come forward to reveal exactly how Omar and Ahmed Elmi scandalized the Somali community in Minneapolis. Abdelhakim Osman is the first person to go on record to speak of how Omar said she wanted to get her brother papers so he could stay in the United States at a time when she was married to her first husband, Ahmed Hirsi. But hardly anyone knew that that meant marrying him. According to Osman, no one there had been a wedding until the media turned up with a marriage certificate years later. It was a big wedding with her first husband. No such thing for the second husband, which was done very quietly, and she tried to keep it a secret. So we'll see what, if the investigation shows up, if she defrauded the country. Again, that's a jailable offense. I think it's punishable up to 5 years in prison. And then after you do your five, you get deported anyway. So we'll see, as Tom Holman says. Right now, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, we've opened up the lines. You can reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And call us right now. You get to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and with the old half-wit himself, or dimwit, as he's known in some circles.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah, exactly. Chuck the Whitaker.
Some of the ones that are dim, just think I'm dim with them.
That's right.
Whatever the case may be. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The ride a little better now at Maple Lawn on 29, so that would indicate the wreck after 216 southbound before you get down to the Montgomery County line, maybe now off to the side. We were backed up pretty good there for a while. Still slow as you're going down eventually across the river, so be prepared for that. A little bit slow there at Maple Lawn on 29 south. There are two new different minor accidents on the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. Won't take much to back that up back towards 95. And then the inner loop not far from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge at Branch Avenue, so the traffic working its way around from 214 and then down towards Pennsylvania Avenue to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Back up there, two of the right lanes were blocked at that accident scene. The Beltway locally, yep, all the normal stuff is there. JFX last check was getting busy again from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. 20-minute delays plus for the traffic at both the harbor tunnels and the contractor working. We're losing a right lane northbound on I-95 with construction at Route 24. It's time to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check it all, your antifreeze, tires, your belts, hoses, and your thermostats. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy today. Possible scattered showers maybe as well. High in the mid-40s overnight or in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, blustery, upper 30s, maybe bringing in some snow by Friday. Right now, 33 and cloudy downtown. It is 34 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got some WCBM merch for you today. We've got Gary in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to lead the pack.
You're going to lead the pack today. All right. He's not going around. He's not messing around here this morning.
Well, get right to it.
All right. Story number one. An Arkansas school district in the crosshairs in the war on Christmas. The Wachita River School District officially renamed its annual Christmas program Holiday Program because of a complaint by an anti-Christian group from Wisconsin. They were upset at songs like "What Child Is This?" and "Angels We Have Heard on High." Story two, a woke Vermont school district hoisted a Somali flag on Friday as Democrats around the country defend Somali migrants amid President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Somali flag was the third and lower mast of the U.S. flag, as in the highest mast, and the Vermont state flag, and then the Somali flag after that. And story three, Netflix has got a new series coming out. It's about a trans superhero that will debut on Christmas Eve. Super Trans tells the story of a transitioning female to male character who is accidentally exposed to radiation during treatment that gives the bio-female superhuman strength and telekinetic powers. All right, story one, atheists demand choir remove religious songs from their Christmas concerts. Story two, left-wing Vermont school district raises Somali flag. Or story three, the new Netflix series, Super Trans. All right, Gary, what are you thinking?
Well, there's nothing about the first two that sounds implausible, so I'm going to, Netflix has got a lot of goofy things on, but I'm going to say it's the Netflix number three.
All right, Gary goes for story number three. Chuck?
Does that come with interchangeable parts?
Yeah, sponsored by Snap-on Tools.
Yes, must be a very large belt.
Chuck also votes for three, and Kristen.
They're all improbable. Or they're all possible. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff on Netflix. I think I'm gonna go with number one because I would hope that Arkansas would not let somebody in Wisconsin tell them what to do with their own school. So I'll say one.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Number one. Nobody votes for story number two. Left wing Vermont school raising the Somali flag. That is a true story. And story number one. The removing the religious songs from the Christmas concert. That is also a true story.
Wow. Jeez.
The Netflix Super Trans is our fake news story of the day. Gary, congratulations.
Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck, would you like to gloat?
No, I don't want to gloat.
I heard the gloating trumpet.
Yes, there was the gloating trumpet. He snuck that in there.
As Babe Ruth said, if you can do it, it ain't bragging.
That's right. Gary put you on hold.
I like this guy. Let him go first.
No, we had to put him back on hold.
Follow his lead.
Well, he can't. Well, he just won. He can't play for 30 days.
I can blow the trumpet. Little David, blow the trumpet. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can blow your own horn. You've been doing it for years.
Oh, Mr. Casey, you're no good right past you. That's all right.
That's right. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Yeah, okay. Right.
7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the city council now is wading into the feud. They want to play peacemaker between the state's attorney, Ivan Bates, and Mayor B.S. Top of the hour, Chris Burnett joins us from, he's running for the 6th Congressional District here in the state of Maryland. And still to come, Carroll County siding with a trans male in a locker room dispute. And when wild Democrats attack, we got a bunch of them today. You got Rosie, you got Jazzy, you got Alyssa Slotkin, you got Hank Johns, Johnson, the Guam is at a tipping point. He's back at it again. So all this and more, including your calls and comments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call into the program. Rob has a very interesting perspective on this special session that we were speculating about. Earlier in the show, Ron says, Sean, now the Adrian Jones sudden resignation makes sense. She dropped suddenly to lend legitimacy to a snap special session and push redistricting under the guise of calling for a special election. Typical snake move by a party of snakes. But really, that couldn't be done on the first day of the new session on January 14th. You have to spend taxpayer money to hold a special session, which is going to cost extra money and in a budget that we can't afford. To do this, why? And it's a foregone conclusion that Joseline Pena Melnick is going to be the Democrat speaker. That will take all of literally 15 minutes in the new session. So this is really just a smokescreen to push the redistricting in the back door. All right, 7:50, you are on, of course, Casey and Company.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Mm-hmm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis officially designating CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organizations, as did Texas Governor Greg Abbott. This was Executive Order 25-244. Effective immediately, Governor DeSantis writes, Florida is designating the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations as foreign terrorist organizations. Florida agencies are hereby directed to undertake all lawful measures to prevent unlawful activities by these organizations, including denying privileges or resources to anyone providing material support. Yeah, they should be persona non grata. If only we could get the Minnesota governor to do that, Tampon Tim. That would be helpful. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new situation here on the Beltway, reportedly on the inner loop. I'm looking at the camera here at I-97. So if you're coming over from Ritchie Highway, I'm not sure this is debris or something that was off to the right side of that ramp, but they're not really looking at it too much. So I just want to give you the heads up if you're coming over from Ritchie Highway and then working your way over to the ramp right there at I-97 and 695. I looked at I-97 north, and they're not having any impact at all for the traffic getting through that area. But up around the BW Parkway, we're a little bit slow on the outer loop. Has nothing to do with that situation, and the rest of the Beltway will continue with all the normal delays. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The wreck on 29 south after Maple Lawn is on the shoulder. Still a bit slow southbound as you're moving down towards the Patuxent River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, breezy today. Scattered showers. High mid-40s, upper 30s for the low tonight. And then it'll be sunny and blustery tomorrow. Upper 30s, that's all. Maybe some snow on Friday evening. Cloudy, 36 right now in Essex. It is 33 in Middle River. It's 7:54, and the apparent rift between Mayor BS and the Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates over the lack of information sharing about the cloak of secrecy, etc., Monzi and the GVRS and so on and so forth. One of the major mayor's agencies now, of course, is looming over the city council. The city council went trying to weigh in, trying to play peacemaker. And Bates issued a letter to Scott last week indicating the his office would no longer have direct coordination with Monzi due to what he described as a lack of information sharing. Monzi is an agency cloaked in secrecy, according to the city state's attorney. And during the city council public safety committee hearing, Mark Conway, chairing this, said several members of the committee brought up the issue without directly mentioning the rift, but make no mistake about it, they want this infighting to go away. Here's the chair, Mark Conway.
I am concerned about that break and what that then means for the progress of our city.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, the progress, which, you know, there are multiple cities under investigation for manipulating data. Baltimore is not one of them yet. But who knows what might happen down the road as far as that goes. And next, of course, is this Paris Gray said that these squabbles between these two leaders have got to stop.
If we're seeing numbers continue to go down and we're seeing that everyone is doing a great job, we have to keep that going. And so any squabbles that everyone or anyone has must stop, because the people of Baltimore, we don't appreciate it. We don't want it.
Yeah, well, that is. Yeah, I didn't see this kind of concern when Marilyn Mosby was tearing up the city, going after the Baltimore Six. We didn't hear from the Conways. I don't think Paris Gray was on the council at the time, but we didn't hear from a lot of them. They seemed to just look the other way when Mosby was running roughshod over the city. Stephanie Mavronis is the interim director of Monzi, and she was asked by Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45, what about this allegation that the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement is really shrouded in secrecy and lacks transparency?
The mayor and state's attorney have an upcoming meeting, so, you know, out of respect for that conversation, I'm going to allow the two of them to proceed with that.
The state's attorney describes Monzi as an agency cloaked in secrecy. Would you agree with that?
I think that's a very serious allegation that I would take issue with. I think we're happy to come to the table at any point in time with the state's attorney. We've worked to schedule a meeting with him in the past where we could hopefully discuss some of these issues, and I'm hopeful we'll have a chance to do so in the future.
Yeah, one of the issues is who is vetting the individuals being hired? BPD is hiring them, but are they doing the background checks? And why aren't we getting that information as taxpayers, since tax dollars are being used, but the city isn't technically hiring them? And the background checks came up yesterday by Councilman Yitzi Schleifer.
Who is paying BPD for these background checks?
We're not providing payment to BPD for the background checks.
So I guess it's a little surprising that an external organization that is not city employees, that we'd be providing that function.
Yeah, and then we have Commissioner Worley, who is comparing this feud between Bates and Mayor BS as, you know, it happens, you know, on sports teams.
It's just like a sports team. There's disagreements in families. There's disagreements in sports teams. They'll come together and we'll get straight, and it's not going to affect the work at all. We're just going to continue to drive down to Orleans and Baltimore together as a team.
Yeah, but when one member of that team is keeping the playbook from the other members of the team, that's not good. That creates dissension among the team, and good order and discipline starts to deteriorate, and then you got a locker room rebellion. So just keep that in mind, since we're tossing sports comparisons around rather freely today. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling wanted me to remind you that there's still time. It's been bitterly cold here the last couple of weeks, and if that heating heat isn't coming on, or it's not coming on officially, or wait till you get your bill. I got to tell you my story about what I received in the mail yesterday from Constellation Energy. It's somewhat of a shocker. One of the things you want to do is make sure that your system is being maintained, it's being serviced, it's ready to go, and then when that heat comes on, when it should, that it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. So call Tim Kyle today, schedule a maintenance check on your heating system, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, timkylecompany.com. They've been out to my home on numerous occasions, done electrical work, heating and work, AC work, you name it. They're one of the best in the business. I highly recommend them. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Coming up next, we'll meet the candidate running for Congressional District 6. That was the old Roscoe Bartlett district, one where Dan Bongino and then Neil Parrott couldn't bring home. We'll talk to Chris Burnett.
Stay tuned. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump acknowledges the Democrats are right. He says prices are too high, but Mr. Trump says that's because of the economic train wreck that was the Biden administration. And President Trump says he's working to get that train righted and back on the tracks.
We're bringing those prices down rapidly. Lower prices, bigger paychecks. You're getting lower prices, bigger paychecks. We're getting inflation. We're crushing it. And you're getting much higher wages.
Mr. Trump speaking at last night's massive rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. In the aftermath of Bidenomics, more people have been turning to GoFundMe for help with basic needs, things like housing and food.
The crowdfunding platform's annual report, released on Tuesday, shows a 20% increase in fundraisers for essentials. The year-end help report also shows that monthly bills were the second fastest-growing category in 2025. GoFundMe says people around the world find themselves struggling with the rising cost of living, but notes that in those cases, people step up and offer their support. Bob Agner reporting.
Following yesterday's deadly shooting on the Kentucky State University campus in Frankfort,
one individual who is not a Kentucky State University student is in custody. Frankfort police believe this to be an isolated incident, and there are no active safety concerns on campus at this time.
Frankfort Assistant Police Chief Scott Tracy, heard there on WTVQ-TV, says the suspect, a 48-year-old Indiana man, one person was killed, another injured. Miami voters have elected Eileen Higgins mayor. First time in close to 30 years a Democrat has been elected mayor of Miami. On Wall Street this morning, a check of stock futures. Dow futures down 42 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 65. S&P futures 8 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels southbound still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays as you're working away south 895, 95 south, 895 northbound. Picked up a delay. Might have been a broken down vehicle there temporarily in the tunnel. Moving again now, but we are backed up around the Steel Bridge and into the Toll Plaza northbound. But just in the last couple of minutes, the pace has improved and traffic is coming out of the tunnel on the northbound side. JFX slow again today. Ruxton Road down through the city county line. All your normal delays out there on the Beltway construction, taking away the right lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few showers and highs in the not as cold mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly as lows drop back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 35 degrees in Edgemere and 33 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Moore has signed an executive order calling for a special session of the Maryland General Assembly. The special session will be called to order next Tuesday, December 16th, to elect a new House Speaker to replace Adrian Jones, who is stepping down from the leadership role. The governor says the General Assembly may also consider other business to be resolved before the start of the legislative session. The 2026 General Assembly will convene on Wednesday, January 14th. Attorney General Anthony Brown says no charges will be filed in a police-involved shooting that claimed the life of a man in Dundalk. Baltimore County Police Officer Michael Brady shot 43-year-old Glenn Petty Jr. on May 18th in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road. It happened after officers responded to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 156, the pick four, 6277. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens back on the practice field today for the first time this week as prep for the Bengals begins. Ravens on the outside looking in at the moment of the NFL playoffs. Linebacker Roquan Smith at the mic.
It's just one game at a time, and I think we just got to go take care of business in Cincinnati, and that's all you can look forward to in this league, the next moment you have, because you never know which one will be your last.
Tackle Ronnie Stanley, was asked about the confidence in the locker room after the Steelers loss.
I still have a ton of belief and confidence in us, and we just need to focus on our next task at hand, and, you know, that's being the Bengals and just putting everything, you know, forward for that game.
Meanwhile, the Ravens making a move on the offensive line yesterday in wake of the Ben Cleveland suspension, signing former Pro Bowler Laken Tomlinson, that's a name you may remember, to the practice squad. The 6'3", 323-pounder started 7 games for the Texans this year at left guard and has started nearly every game in his 11-year NFL career. O's news is no news on the free agent front, but Mike Elias in Orlando busy trying to build that lineup.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact?
And meanwhile, yesterday, Kyle Schwarber re-signs with the Phils, and Edwin Diaz moves the closer from the Mets to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And finally, is this favoritism or is it okay? Notre Dame escapes punishment for rejecting a bowl game, throwing a hissy fit after being excluded from the CFP playoffs. Meanwhile, Iowa State and Kansas State, which each got fined $500,000 by the Big 12 for opting out of bowls because of coaching changes. Apparently, the Fighting Irish won't get punished because it's not a full-fledged member of the ACC. Coming up in 30 minutes, an interesting coincidence ahead of Ravens-Bengals this Sunday. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. There was a time that the 6th Congressional District in Maryland was held by Republican Roscoe Bartlett. In the past, Dan Bongino and Neil Parrott both came close, but just quite couldn't get over the hump. This year, leave it to the Marines. They're trotting out. Chris Burnett is with us here. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing fine. So you've decided you're running against incumbent Congresswoman April McLean Delaney. You are a retired Marine Corps attorney, 22 years of service, specializing in operational international law. You did deployed five times in Iraq. And so I want to thank you for your service to the country. And so why have you decided to jump into this race?
You know, that is a good question, and my wife asks me that every single day. But whenever I was getting out, it was clear that we wanted to stay in Maryland and make this our home. I wanted to be involved in this fight. When I saw that what was happening and the direction we're going in, I felt compelled to try to get into this argument and try to solve some of the problems that seem to be lingering. So I see this as an extension of serving in the Marine Corps, continuing to serve in any way I can to help set the conditions for other people to succeed.
Yeah, first, let's start with, a law enforcement issue, and that is the president, and obviously is out there with ICE, and they're trying to make sure that the criminal illegal aliens first, and then other illegal aliens who have broken the laws of our country, especially the criminal ones, are arrested and deported. That has caused quite a bit of stir here in Maryland, where you've had other members of our delegation, Senator Van Hollen, Senator Alsobrooks, and most of the Democrats opposed to that and actually advocating interfering with ICE. What are your thoughts on that?
But to me, this is it's almost silly, the position the Democrats have taken. We're a nation of laws. And the rule of law is what binds us. To me, any interference with the enforcement of existing laws is simply unacceptable. And the Democrats have taken a position in favor of, I guess I should say, in opposition to law-abiding U.S. citizens. And so when you take a position that favors illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens, you're taking a position contrary to our own interests.
Speaking of the rule of law, there's a lot of controversy over the president and the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, authorizing these drug cartel boat strikes at sea. Again, the full video has not been released, but there are members of Congress, including former Army Ranger Tom Cotton, who said they've seen it. It complies with the Uniform Code of Military Justice and all laws that have been vetted at every level by JAG officers. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. I was at U.S. Southern Command in 2018 and 2019, and we knew this was a major problem. At the time, we had looked at labeling fentanyl and carfentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction so that we could have the full use of the military to respond. What has emerged over the last several years is that we have narco-terrorists that have been designated as foreign terrorist organizations. And once you do that, now anybody affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization is a legitimate military target. So in this instance, we were targeting a military vessel, in this case, a boat that was carrying drugs, and everybody on board were all legitimate military targets. So whenever you engage that target and destroy the target, in this case, the boat, you can also then continue to engage any individual that's affiliated with that in what's called status-based targeting. And the argument that this was somehow a shipwreck or that these folks were out of the fight is not an accurate interpretation of international law. So I have no problem whatsoever with this, and I hope we continue to protect our shores from drug runners bringing in illicit drugs that have been killing millions of Americans for years. So I have no problem with it, and I support going further and doing and continuing to do this.
All right, we're talking with our Newsmaker Hotline. Here is Chris Burnett, a retired U.S. Marine Corps attorney. He's running in CD6 against April McClain Delaney. More on that coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Morning. Back up in Annapolis, of course, is still there going towards Annapolis, southbound I-97 at Route 32. Not quite back to Benfield, but it's slow through there. And then once you clear that split at Route 32, it starts to get better as you're moving down eventually to the ramp and the overpass there at 178. The interchange at 50 at I-97. The lanes are open. That ramp is always busy, leaving Parole and then heading north onto I-97. Might still be a little bit slow yet near Maple Lawn on 29 southbound. The wreck was after 216, was off to the shoulder area, but traffic was still a bit slow there. All the normal stuff on the Beltway is still there. JFX has been heavy south of Ruxton Road and down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy today, scattered showers, mid-40s right now, cloudy 34 in the Columbia, it's 36 under cloudy skies in Annapolis. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Chris Burnett, he's running in CD6 against April McClain Delaney. Probably the biggest issue right now, Chris, we saw the president yesterday in Pocono, Pennsylvania on his affordability rally tour. The Democrats have now dubbed this term affordability crisis. We find out that, you know, obviously inflation is in check, real wages are growing. There's some prices that are being impacted, but what are your thoughts on the current economy and how do we make it better?
You know, first of all, I think President Trump is actually doing exactly what needs to be done right now as far as resetting global trade, decoupling from some of our vulnerable supply chains, in ensuring that we have a pathway for success going into the AI economy. But I think what the Democrats are hammering is that a lot of Democrat-led cities and Democrat-led states, namely Maryland, are in somewhat of an affordability crisis, and this is a problem of their own making. Their policies and their failure to look ahead and set the conditions for people to succeed has created an affordability crisis. And in Maryland, we absolutely have to address the lack of growth, the lack of opportunity, and really undermining the opportunities for middle-class families to succeed in Maryland.
As an individual who deployed to Iraq five times in service to our country, obviously answering the call to the then-commanders-in-chief, you obviously are probably more sensitive to war than the rest of us. We're seeing what's happening right now in Ukraine and Russia. President Trump has given Zelensky until Christmas to accept a peace deal, and then after that, we may or may not walk away. What are your thoughts on getting involved in these kinds of wars, especially in the bloodlands of Ukraine and Russia?
Well, first, I should be corrected. I had four times on the ground in Iraq, and then there was one last time where I was on what's called a Marine Expeditionary Unit, and we were supporting from I was on the USS Boxer. So it was five times in the Middle East, four times on the ground in Iraq. But I couldn't agree more. You know, when you go and deploy, you understand just how terrible that environment is. And I feel for the Ukrainian people, and I feel for the folks that are suffering under this prolonged and protracted war. We need to end this immediately. And Zelensky has to realize that the best thing that he can do for his country is to ensure that there's some kind of lasting peace, because this is not something that can continue. It's not something that we should continue to support. I think we've done a very good job of assisting them with the things that they've needed to sustain this fight. I think we provided them with intelligence and an expertise that has been beneficial, but this war needs to end, and I would encourage Zelensky and his team to look hard at an opportunity to off-ramp and find some kind of lasting peace with security agreements.
Chris, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy is going to meet with Governor Moore shortly to discuss the skyrocketing costs of the Key Bridge, which, you know, as you know, collapsed here in the Baltimore area. Should taxpayers be on the hook to pay for the Key Bridge rebuild?
Well, first of all, one of the cornerstones of my campaign is simply accountability. There's a complete lack of accountability in Maryland. We've had a tax and spend approach to just about everything under the sun for as long as anyone can remember. I would want a full review of why the costs are skyrocketing. Were these not foreseen? Has this been mismanagement? Was there oversight? And if that's the case, then somebody should be fired or resign. But no, I do not think taxpayers should pay for the incompetence of bureaucrats.
And finally, we know that CD6 has been gerrymandered rather significantly. We understand that Governor Moore has called for a special session, ostensibly to elect a new speaker, but we all know that it's redistricting is on the front burner. What are your thoughts on getting Maryland back to fair and equitable districts and that folks can count on representation in Congress?
I mean, that's a foundation of this country, that every voice and every vote matters. The fact that we're even having this discussion is absurd. The fact that Wes Moore comes out and says that he wants to look at a fair redistricting when we're already 7-1 and underrepresented in Congress is shocking to me. The fact that he could look into a camera and tell everybody that we're doing this out of fairness is absurd. I think what we need to do is look at a single approach to how we determine what congressional districts look like across the country. Because what we're starting to find is that it really is getting to the point where folks are so disenfranchised and disengaged that they've given up. They expect it to be lied to. They expect to not have their voice count. So in this case, I hope that Maryland does the right thing and puts an end to this nonsense, and that we look forward to having a single standard across all 50 states that would define how congressional districts are written, when they're done, and have some level of stability and consistency so that every vote is counted.
All right, so how do our listeners get more information about your campaign or volunteer, donate, et cetera? What's your website and your socials?
It's burnettforcongress.com, and you'll find us on X, on Instagram and Facebook, and then visit the website, burnettforcongress.com. You can sign up for our newsletter, you can sign up to volunteer, and you can sign up to donate. This is going to be an uphill battle, whether it's Trone or Delaney. We're going to have to put in the work to try to flip CD6 and finally make it red again.
Sounds good. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking in the future again.
Have a good day. Thanks.
All right, that's Chris Burnett running for Congress in the 6th Congressional District. He's a retired Marine attorney and sounds pretty sharp to me. And it sounds like he's certainly ready for the fight. Ready for the battle. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again for our America 250 birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. On this date, 1768, Encyclopedia Britannica first published. In 1817, Mississippi joins the U.S. as the 20th state. 1869, the territory of Wyoming granted women the right to vote. It was 1906, U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt becomes the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. And then, of course, in 2009, President Obama accepted the Peace Prize, urging attendees to reach the world as it ought to be. And finally, in 2013, Mary Barra became CEO of GM, the first woman to head a major automotive company. Brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Day 23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And let me just add to that list, in 1949, the Right Reverend Charles Whitaker came to be.
Oh, is today the day?
No. But I just thought I would throw that in.
Oh, okay. I didn't think
that's
so.
A day in history. Yeah. Day in infamy.
Or
in infancy.
A day that will live in infancy.
Yeah. My mother never forgot it.
Chuck Whitaker got bombed.
That came later. The 95 Russell Street, 395 right here at Camden Yards. All of that looks good. The sky ramp is good. 95 is clear. 395 leaving downtown, no problems. All the backups are back up there going into both the tunnels. 95 is still Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street. 895 is Pulaski Highway, almost back to Moravia Road. So we're still fighting there with 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. JFX got a little bit better after Ruxton Road. All the Beltway stuff is still out there. Parkville to Towson, the Interloop at Greenspring, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy today, possible scattered showers, highs in the mid-40s, tonight low 30s, tomorrow sunny, blustery, and upper 30s, and right now we're looking at cloudy skies, 34 in Bel Air and 36 in Severn. I want to talk a little bit about the ongoing escalating problem that fraud presents in our society, in our country, in our government, because it all costs us. It costs taxpayers more. When there's insurance fraud, it costs the people that are buying auto insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever. That gets reasons why our premiums go up. So it all costs us. We should get very serious. I know we started off with Doge, and there was a big, a lot of attention paid to it, and then it kind of was put on the back burner, and now it's in individual agencies. But I want to go through some numbers for you here, because fraud now is not the exception any longer. It is now a business model. It is the way things are done in our government, in our country. Fraud is exploding across every major government program, Obamacare, SNAP, Medicaid, unemployment, student loans. The political class acts like everything is fine as long as their side stays in power. And if you need receipts, let's go through some of them, shall we? A government watchdog created fake identities. 90% were approved for subsidies without proper documentation in Obamacare. Some applications used dead people's social security numbers, and the system still paid out. In fact, $100 million were paid out in Obamacare subsidies, 71 people using one social security number, fake identities, dead people, etc. The COVID relief fraud, the biggest in U.S. history, more than $200 billion in pandemic aid was stolen or paid improperly through PPP, unemployment programs, and relief grants, criminal rings, fake businesses, inmate scams, politicians, the works. SNAP and the EBT retail fraud. The USDA confirmed historic levels of trafficking, with some stores exchanging benefits for cash at up to 90 cents on the dollar. The good news is Burke Rollins is going to make everyone reapply for their SNAP benefits to help root out fraud. Federal investigators also found billions in Pell Grants and student aid paid out to ghost students, fake enrollment rings, and identity theft applicants. The Justice Department sweep uncovered nearly $3 billion in fraudulent claims, including fake medical equipment, billing, and prescription schemes in the Medicaid and Medicare fraud. This is the backdrop. This is the country Trump inherited, that he walked back into from day one. After 4 years of being hunted by the same people now pretending to care about norms, he was impeached, surveilled, investigated, lied about nonstop, and he still never pardoned himself, never fled the country, never hid behind lawyers, never once asked for any special treatment. And then, of course, Chairman Joe waddles in, and suddenly corruption becomes rampant. So, again, millions from China, millions from Ukraine, influence peddling, dressed up as diplomacy. And you look at all of this, and it just is, this is the country that we have now. It's going to take a while to turn this around, the values. President Trump is fighting hard to do that. But these people need to be prosecuted. They need to be incarcerated. There was a Democrat down, I think, in Georgia, Sharon Henderson, that just got busted. So the feds got all this information. They have all this fraud stuff. Why aren't there more prosecutions? I know they're taking their time, and they might have 3 years. Maybe they're playing the long game here. But right now, you got to send the message. This will not be tolerated. This is unacceptable. We will not be defrauded. We will not have our tax dollars used misused and abused by criminals and career elected officials. So that's my rant on fraud today, and believe me, we are all paying for it. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they do great work. Recently I had problems with my heating system, my heat pump. It was working, but it was working rather expensively. The auxiliary heat kept coming on, and that's, as you know, that's electric heat, and that's, constant, and that's, you go outside and watch the meter spin, it's like, it's very, very fast. And so when I got my bill at $500, I said, oh, my God, something is wrong. And so I did. I was able to call them up. They came out, found the problem with the switch on the outside of the heat pump that was stuck. And therefore, when the heat came on, it was stuck in that auxiliary heat position and wouldn't move. Finally got that fixed. Now I've got more reasonable bills. See, your heat might work, but it may still be costing you money. Call today for your maintenance or service repair visit by Tim Kyle. Again, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. Okay, next, Carroll County. They get in this battle right now between a biological female wanting to be in the boys' locker room. We'll tell you how that went down. Right now, the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman delivered the 2025 State of the County Address on Tuesday. The address showcased the county's progress driven by fiscal strength, efficiency, and community engagement, and outlines a vision for safe, educated, healthy communities, as well as strategies to protect residents from federal threats. Pittman says he's committed to finishing what has been started in his final year in office, including solidifying progress on housing, land preservation, infrastructure, and government services to ensure that the county is set up for success for years to come. City police are investigating a shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Police were called to the 3000 block of Ridgewood Avenue shortly before 8 p.m., where they found an 18-year-old with a gunshot wound to the hand. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment, and police say they have a person of interest in custody. And one person is injured after a house fire in Baltimore's Carrollton Ridge neighborhood. The fire broke out in the 300 block of South Fulton Street on Tuesday afternoon. WBFF-TV reports that one civilian suffered serious injuries, and they were taken to the hospital for emergency care. No firefighters were injured, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. And first responders pulled a man from a retention pond in Fruitland after the excavator he was operating fell into the water. Emergency crews were called to the scene near Slab Bridge Road on Tuesday and found that the victim was trapped underwater. Dive teams were able to pull the man from the water, and a Maryland State Police helicopter flew him to Johns Hopkins. There's been no update on the victim's condition. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev.
one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Construction delays. They take away a lane. They work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 of Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker. You're down to two lanes northbound and a rolling back up through there. The Beltway is still slow. Parkville to Towson. The inner loop through Green Spring to the JFX. And the west side still right in the same spot. 795 going down the hill towards Frederick Road. JFX a little better now. A lot of gaps in the traffic south of Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels are still running late delays on 95 and 895. And a new water main break in Harford County. Some lanes are blocked at Philadelphia Road at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few showers and highs in the not as cold mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly as lows drop back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The Isaiah Likely touchdown that was overturned by the official still doesn't sit well with Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. And not only because of the Steelers, or I should say the referee's decision, here's the exchange between a reporter and Harbaugh's curt response.
Is that how you guys want him to catch the ball in that situation, trying to keep it out, considering the defender is right there behind him?
No.
One-word answer. It was the second time in 2 weeks that Likely had an incident at the goal line and could be one of the reasons, along with price tag, that the Ravens apparently have elected not to keep him, signing Mark Andrews to a three-year, $39 million extension. Meanwhile, Maryland football edge rushers Zahir Mathis and Sidney Stewart have both been named to the 2025 On3 True Freshman All-American team. Mathis, finishing his rookie season second on the team with 6 sacks. Stewart, out of Concordia Prep in Towson, finishing his first collegiate season with a team-leading 7 sacks, tying for 5th in the conference and recording at least a partial sack in 8 of 12 games. No less than 8 catchers donned the tools of ignorance last year for the Orioles, a season that saw a slew of injuries at the position. With Sam Basayo still young and questions surrounding Adley Rutschman, Mike Elias was asked in Orlando, will it be hard to carry a third catcher the way he intends to construct the roster?
Maybe, it's something that we haven't exactly finalized our plan there yet. We're looking at what's available over the winter, and we're going to have to figure out the plan before spring training. But, we're going to need catching depth, obviously. I think we, of all teams, demonstrated that last year.
Gary Sanchez, who was one of the catchers that was injured, could be on the Orioles' radar again. And here's an interesting coincidence. Happy birthday today to none other than Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, born in Ames, Iowa, on this day in 1996, making him 29 years of age. He's an NFL MVP. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, a national championship winner, and a Super Bowl quarterback. On the same day in 2016, the 82nd Heisman Trophy Award was given to Lamar Jackson at the age of 19, the youngest player to ever win the Heisman in college football history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the end is at hand for a wrestling legend.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
I'm going to veer away from this story for a second, and then I'm going to come back to it. There was an article in BuzzFeed about 2 or 3 weeks ago about things that people complain about the most that are more expensive than they've ever used to been. Okay?
Right.
The number one thing that people complain about is tickets to sporting events and concerts.
Wow.
The increase in price to those events have people pissed off,
it's entertainment,
obviously.
You know,
okay.
Right.
So I come back to the story now. This Saturday night at the Capital One Arena will be the WWE event. It's called the Saturday Night Main Event. It's going to be the final appearance of the wrestler John Cena.
Oh, okay.
His 23-year career will be over.
Right.
An actor, correct. And he's an icon as far as that goes. The reason why I bring it up is because there was an interesting article in the Banner about the price of the tickets to watch this event. There was a story of a couple, I think, in Dundalk with a couple of kids that are John Cena fans, and they've gone to see John Cena whenever they could in Baltimore and D.C.
Right.
In 2017, a ticket to watch the WWE event was $70.
Okay.
Not cheap,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But for a family of four, $280, $300, yeah. All right, okay. The tickets on Saturday night are $250, the cheapest ticket.
Each.
Wow. Correct.
Yeah.
So that has gone up 3 times in 8 years, well ahead of the pace of inflation. And one of the reasons why is when Vince McMahon sold the WWE, he sold it to a private equity firm named the TKO Holdings.
Mm-hmm.
And when private equity gets involved,
yep.
profits, and it just skyrocket.
Yeah, it does.
And so that's what's happening all over the world.
Well, look at the average cost of a new car now is close to $50,000.
Right.
The used car, $30,000.
Incredible.
Yeah, so that is an affordability crisis, and many are having to choose right now.
And wrestling's entertainment, and so is football, apparently.
Yeah.
So if you want to go see wrestling slash football.
Football isn't cheap either.
Football ain't cheap either,
right.
But yeah.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate
exactly.
that. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let me just briefly tell you what happened to me. I got a letter in the mail yesterday from Constellation Energy, who is my electric provider. And January of 24, so it was almost 2 years ago, I signed a contract with Constellation for 3 years. Because I knew electric rates, you know, especially with Biden in office, we were going to skyrocket. And it would take some time for President Trump, if he did win, to bring them back down. So I still have a year to go on my contract. But I get a letter from Constellation Energy saying, sorry, due to the changes in Maryland law, your contract is now expiring as of January 26, whatever it is, January 24, 2026. So I had a year to go. I signed a contract between Constellation Energy and myself at 12 cents a kilowatt hour. Now they revert me to BGE, right? So they refer you to this Electric Choice website where you can go and choose your provider. The only problem with it, there's only one, BGE. There's no competition. There's no electric choice in the state of Maryland, at least for me. So now I'll be stuck with BGE at 16 cents a kilowatt hour, I think starting in March of next year. So it's about 12 cents now, 13 cents, whatever it is. But starting in March of next year, it's going up to 16 cents a kilowatt hour. And two things that these politicians, Democrats, the Democrats did this in the state of Maryland. And what they did was they, with their Climate Solution Control Act of 2022, they made energy much more expensive in the state of Maryland. They declared war on the internal combustion engine with cars. Governor Taxmore does not want you to be able to purchase a gasoline-powered car in 2035. And by 2045, they got to meet all this nonsense net zero emissions, which will never happen. But again, we know we import 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania. And now, where we used to have competition where you could shop your electric options, that's pretty much been wiped out. You get one, and I'm just wondering, I'm not blaming BGE here. I don't know if there was anything under the table. But I don't understand how have one company benefits from a piece of legislation like that. Now, maybe if your provider is Pepco, it's different. I don't know. Or Delmarva Power, I don't know. Maybe somebody can call or email or let me know. I'm just telling you what happened to me with Constellation Energy. They canceled my contract 1 year early. They're saying it's by law, Maryland law superseding my contract. Maybe I should get an attorney. And the other is that I now have no choice. It's back into the old days again, where it's a monopoly. You have one utility company, and that's it. And so that's where we are in Maryland. And things are going to get much, much more expensive in the coming days, weeks, and months ahead, especially with Democrats in control, especially with people like Joseline Pena Melnick, Bill Ferguson, who, by the way, isn't he part of a solar company? Just saying. So, folks, that's why we need to make change. We need to have a change in the governor's mansion. We need to get candidates, quality, and stop the Republicans infighting, running two candidates in one district. You know, the Maryland GOP needs to get its act together. I know the Freedom Caucus likes to crow about how much they're pushing back against the Democrats, and that's fine. I think most of them have good intentions. But when are we going to see some real action? You know, be it through litigation or be it through getting more people. You know, people like Chris Burnett, very promising. The question is, will he get any support from the National Party and from anybody else? All right, that's my rant. It's 8:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. Just spotted it here. Inner loop at the ramp at Liberty Road. It looks like the one guy may have been trying to take the ramp to eastbound Liberty and then changed his mind and said, I got to go back out on the Beltway, and somebody else took him out. So now it's a big pink truck and a white minivan, actually a white work van, sitting on the right side as you're working your way up and you're coming up from 790. Make that from I-70 and then up to the ramp at Liberty Road. So it's not a big deal right now, but the state police and probably the fire department are going to arrive there. So on the right side of the road, the outer loop is kind of looking at it. And the truck says it's a piece of cake moving. It's a piece of cake, all right. The outer loop is still slow on the Parkville side over to Towson. The inner loop is still slow at Greenspring. We're still backed up. We're trying to make a little progress now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. And in case you missed it earlier, there's a new water main break on Philadelphia Road just off Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast, cloudy, breezy, possible scattered showers today, mid-40s, overnight temps in the low 30s. Right now we're cloudy, 37 in the Middle River and 36 in Baltimore City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Well, a 9-year-old boy in Iowa named Colton Holmes took time to shovel snow from around a fire hydrant near his house last week, and it paid off the very next day when there was a house fire on the same block. Here is Colton and the firefighter talking about what happened and Colton getting gifts from the fire department.
I want to help people out and be a hero.
Given the situation, the heavy snowfall recently, time was of the essence. Fire actually doubles in size every minute. So the fact that we didn't have to dig out a fire hydrant saved us an immense amount of time.
So what I want to give you here, buddy, I got a patch for you.
Whoa.
The fire department, and I also have a challenge coin.
Boy, that's a great story. What are the odds, right? Cleaning off the fire the very next day, there's a house fire. Good for Colton. And again, feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, so the latest coming out of Carroll County is a complaint, the only one in Maryland filed by the Defense of Freedom Institute. They're located in D.C. They're a conservative think tank. The complaint says that in September, the West Middle School student, which is elementary, whose name was redacted, complained to school administrators after a trans boy, this is a biological female transitioning to become a boy, used a boys' locker room where other students were changing clothes for phys ed classes. School administrators offered the complainant a single stall bathroom in the main administrative office where he could change his clothes. A week later, the complaint alleges eight other students refused to undress in the boys' locker room when the trans student was present, and school staff offered alternative spaces for all nine of them to change. None of the school's accommodations were acceptable, the parents allege in the complaint. They also say that West Middle School Principal Shannon Zepp engaged in retaliation against the boy, that staff had laughed at his legitimate privacy concerns, ridiculed his feelings, made him consistently late for class, singled him out with arbitrary rules in front of his peers, punished him for questioning these rules, and offered alternative options such as using distant facilities or not changing his clothes at all. And the lawsuit says these are unequal, demeaning, and stigmatizing. Carroll County School Superintendent Cynthia McCabe, made aware of the issue, said the school system attempted to reasonably accommodate the boys' request for privacy, and she referred the allegations to Carroll County Public Schools Title IX coordinator Arlene Moore. Now, apparently the Student Services Manual in Carroll County outlines the rights of students to, quote, use a restroom, locker room, or dressing room that corresponds to their gender identity, end of quote. The manual also says any student who is uncomfortable with a certain locker room, bathroom, or dressing room will be granted a safe and non-stigmatizing alternative, regardless of their gender identity. So we're not getting much more out of Carroll County Schools. The Carroll County Communications Officer, Kerry Gaddis, has not returned Fox 45's emails as of yet. But here we go. This, I mean, if you didn't know this, this is really being pushed on schools from the Maryland State Department of Education. This is their recommended policy for, you know, you can say, you can identify as a male, as a female one day, as a male the next day, whatever you feel like, whatever your gender identity you express is, that is where you can go in the locker room, the bathroom, restroom, changing room, whatever. Which to me is absurd. It's lunacy. Now, I don't want to discriminate, nor do I want to stigmatize anyone that's going through a mental health crisis like most of these transitioning students are. So they should be given accommodations. But we should not be expected to accept their fantasy or their crazy idea that one day you can wake up and decide, today I feel like a boy, so as a girl I'm going to go dress and undress in the boys' locker room, and vice versa. And this is what it is passing for a reasonable accommodation, even in Carroll County. And we see it in other jurisdictions. I'm not just picking on them. It happened at Old Mill High School and in Anne Arundel County earlier this year. And it's happening everywhere throughout the school system. So we'll keep a close watch on this lawsuit from the Defense of Freedom Institute and see where this goes. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, when Democrats, wild Democrats, go on the attack. And we got some interesting names for you, like Kamala Harris, Rosie O'Donnell, Alyssa Slotkin, and remember Hank, Guam is at the tipping point, Johnson, he's back again.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
We've always been a country of immigrants. My ancestors
ancestors are immigrants to America after the beginning of the 20th century. Did any of this have massive fraud, crime? Did the government ever provide your ancestors with free hotel rooms and free staff benefits and free health care and cash cards and free child care? Did they? Relying on voting Democrat, did that ever happen?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I mean, with stories like that, what the heck are we doing to our children? Again, they used to be the innocence of youth. That is pretty much gone now. That's pretty much shot. Unless you are homeschooling. That might be the only chance you have left. Do not, if you can afford it, or if you can do it, put your children in state-run schools and government-run schools. Because this is what you get. This is the kind of assault on your values, on your morals, on your faith that you get when you hand them over to these so-called educators. And there are fine teachers that don't espouse to this. But there are many more administrators, guidance counselors, and people that want to basically raise your children in the way they think they should be raised, which are anathema to your values. Just keep that in mind. It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so this wreck on the Beltway, two vehicles involved. They were kind of off to the right side, inner loop at Liberty Road. The ramp to eastbound Liberty was open. Now the fire department has arrived, and it looks like there may be a fuel spill. So the ramp now from the inner loop to East Road is blocked. They're also blocking the right lane. So now we're getting an impact if you're coming up from I-70 on the Beltway. If you have to get off at Liberty Road, probably going to have to take the other ramp and go west on Liberty Road, go back out, and then work your way back into the eastbound side. Eventually, that ramp to eastbound Liberty Road is closed. After that, much better. The outer loop, still kind of looking at it, so we're a little slow there. Coming down from 795, the inner loop through Pikesville carries the heavy traffic, and the Parkville side still busy. We're making a little progress now. Some of the backups are easing, but there's a lot of volume out there southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. The new water main break, Philadelphia Road, is affected just off the intersection at Route 24, and the midday construction northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24 takes away the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is mostly cloudy, breezy today. Scattered showers, highs in the mid-40s. And tonight, upper 30s. That's going to be blustery and cold tomorrow again. Upper 30s, maybe some snow on Friday night. Right now, 35 and cloudy in Forest Hill. It is 37 in Essex. So Alyssa Slotkin, part of the Seditious Six, she's now claiming Democrats made the illegal orders video because they were approached by concerned military members.
I mean, we made that video, 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. Certainly not thinking that the president would go high and right, as we say at the Pentagon, on it like that. Because there was so many people coming to us who were, on active duty, who were recent veterans, family members of service members who were coming to us individually. And I'm saying two things. One, I'm concerned, I'm going to be sent in uniform to an American city, like L.A., Chicago, Memphis. And I'm going to be asked to do things I've either don't think are legal or I'm not trained for. And that's, what do I do? And then this fall, it really turned and it became a lot of people who were involved in the operations around the Caribbean asking those same things. Hey, I'm not sure. I don't know if this is legal. I don't know if I'd be held accountable later after this administration. I can't get a straight answer about whether this is legal or not. What do you think we should do? So we were hearing that. There's a lot of juju in the system on that. For months. And so that's why we made the video, just restating the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Does anyone believe this? I don't. I don't believe it for a second. Anybody that's in the military, anybody that is, doesn't matter what rank you are, you are told, you're instructed that if you have any questions whatsoever about any order, you take them up with up the command chain. You don't disobey the order. But you can get clarification from a JAG, a Judge Advocate General, officer, military attorney, and they can tell you whether it's legal or not. So they don't need to go to Alyssa Slotkin or Mark Kelly, the space cadet. They just don't need to do it. And most of them, now, these might be woke, politicized military members, but I think it's more likely that this stunt was inspired by a Never Trump columnist in The Atlantic, and they stupidly ran with it without considering how dangerous and inappropriate it really is. And now they spend weeks trying to defend it. Rosie O'Donnell's therapist told her to ignore Trump for 2 days. She lasted 2 hours. The Trump derangement syndrome is real. It really is, and it's powerful. It is a form of mental illness, and I think Rosie unfortunately suffers from it. Kamala Harris said, "There will be a marble bust of me in Congress. I am an historic figure." Not too much ego there, huh? The one thing I agree with her, she has been a bust, both as the Attorney General, as a Senator. And finally, Hank, remember Guam was at a tipping point? Johnson? He's at it again, folks. The man is just completely, as they say, daft. Here is Hank Johnson on America.
America, under the Trump regime, is demonstrating that that moniker was entirely accurate. The Great Satan. That's what we have become in this country.
Yes. So there you see. Now, this is what they used to chant. The Iran terrorists used to chant, America's the Great Satan, death to America, death to the Great Satan. And so now Hank Johnson, a Democrat congressman, finds himself in agreement with a lot of terrorist regimes. But then again, you probably already figured that out. Vinny Steele, your home sale guarantee realty company, will guarantee the sale of your home because 13,000 buyers in waiting. These are buyers that are looking to buy right now before it even hits the MLS or the open market. Once you sit down with Vinny or one of his agents, you agree on price, you agree on time frame, and you sign the contract, you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. It's that simple, really, and it's not going to languish on the market, usually within days, not weeks or months. I had one listener said their home was on the market for a year until they transitioned over to Vinny and then finally sold it within days. So, again, he puts all of his programs to work for you, all of his experience and knowledge. It's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Make sure you tell Vinny I told you to call. That's going to do it for us today. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.